Well, friends, this broadcast is authorized under broadcasting rights granted by the Brooklyn National League Baseball Club, Incorporated, solely for the entertainment of our listening audience. And any publication, rebroadcast, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Brooklyn National League Baseball Club, Incorporated, is prohibited. Well, tonight, Chicago Cubs in town to open up a three-day series here with the Dodgers. Tomorrow night's game will be at Roosevelt Stadium, and Thursday they'll come back here to wind up the set. Moving in on Friday, Saturday, and for a doubleheader Sunday, the Cincinnati Redlegs. The Dodgers have a 3-0 record against the Cubs this year, with two victories at Ebbets Field and one at Wrigley Field. Two of the ball games in the Western City, of course, were postponed because of bad weather. The Brooklyn record, by the way, against the Western clubs this year is 10-6. 5-4 at home and 5-2 away. That victory in Chicago was posted by young Sandy Koufax, who blazed by 13 strikeouts in that ball game to get a 3-2 win. The two runs against Sandy by the Cubs were unearned in that one. Koufax will go to the firing line tonight, and opposing will be a young right-hander named Richard Fred Drott, known by his teammates as Dick Drott, purchased by the Cubs from Los Angeles on March the 5th this year. He's a big right-hander who is from Cincinnati. Last year, with Los Angeles on the coast, he won 13, lost 10, and had an earned run average of 4.39. So it'll be Drott going against Koufax, Sandy Koufax the left-hander, and Dick Drott with the right-hander. Let's give you a rundown now on the batting orders for the two ball clubs. Leading off for Chicago, at second base will be Bobby Morgan. Left field, Speak. At third base will be Banks. In center field will be Walls. Ernega, the right fielder. E-R-N-A-G-A, a newcomer who has made quite an impressive start with Chicago. Dale Long at first base. Neiman, the catcher. Luttrell at shortstop. And Dick Drott to do the pitching. For the Dodgers, Amoros in left field. Gilliam at second base. Duke Snider in center. Gino Cimoli in right field. Hodges at first. Campanella catching. Charlie Neal at third. Don Zimmer at short. And Sandy Koufax to do the pitching. The umpires for tonight's game will be Gorman at the plate, Dixon, Burkhart, and Dusty Bogus on the bases. Well, it's a fine night for a ball game. Still plenty of seats available here at Ebbets Field for this series opener, which welcomes the Dodgers back home after a long road trip. They went to the West and had the trip broken by a three-day stand here against the Giants and went back into Pennsylvania for a nine-game series. So it'll be the Dodgers and the Cubs as the Western invasion begins for the second time this year. Still plenty of seats here at Ebbets Field, a fine night for a ball game. So if you're in the neighborhood, make your plans and come on over and see one. Koufax has stopped his warm-ups now, and he's about ready to go, but the big Chicago right-hander, Dick Drott, is still firing away off to our left. Brooklyn, on this homestand, plays 15 games against the West, including two games at Jersey City, tomorrow night against Chicago, and June 10th against Milwaukee. There'll be two Sunday doubleheaders in the set, June 9th against Cincinnati, that'll be this coming Sunday, and then a week from Sunday against the St. Louis Cardinals on Father's Day. The Dodgers take the field now, and we'll remind you to be sure and pick up your tickets for those two big doubleheaders coming up. Sunday, June 9th, the Dodgers and the Cincinnati Redlegs, and Sunday, June 16th, with St. Louis. So the Chicago Cubs, Milwaukee Braves, Cincinnati Redlegs, and St. Louis Cardinals come to Ebbets Field, while the Dodgers here hope to make hay and gain a little ground in the National League standings. Going out to play now, at third base, Charlie Neal. At shortstop, Don Zimmer. At second is Junior Gilliam. And at first, Gil Hodges. Sandy Amoros goes to left field. Duke Snider to center. Gino Cimoli to right. Campanella catching. Koufax pitching. And now, our national anthem. Thank you. about time to play ball. The Dodgers are on the field defensively, and the Chicago Cubs will start off with Morgan, Speak, and Banks to face left-hander Sandy Koufax. And I imagine the Cubs remember that last outing against Koufax when 13 fanned the breeze. Koufax firing down a few to Roy Campanella, and we'll have this one underway in just a moment. The Dodgers currently in third place in a tie with Milwaukee in the National League standings, three games off the top, and a half a game behind the Philadelphia Phillies, who are in second. The Dodgers on this long homestand coming up against the Western Club hope to pick up some ground. Koufax about ready now. Still pumping him into Roy Campanella. Fine evening for a ball game, and again we ask you, if you're in the neighborhood, come on out to Ebbets Field and take this one in. It ought to be a good game between two fine young pitchers, Dick Drott for the Cubs and Sandy Koufax for the Brooklyn Dodgers. The bullpen crew going down right field for the Dodgers. Stepping into the batter's box, the Chicago leadoff man, Bobby Morgan, and stepping into the microphone for the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company for the play-by-play. Here's Vince Scully. Vince?
Thank you, Jerry, and good evening, everybody. And despite the fact that I have just knocked a cup of coffee in my lap and a suit that's just out of the cleaners, it's great to be home. Bobby Morgan, Bob Speak, and Ernie Banks in the first inning. So Sandy Koufax, a belated starter with Magley, the announced pitcher, out. And Koufax gets over the strike on one. Morgan batting .281. He has a run batted in. The lights have not as yet taken complete effect. Koufax trying to use that to his advantage now. Comes back with a fastball that's cut on and missed, 0-2. You see that happen a lot in ball games, especially night games or out at Chicago at the tail end of a game. The pitcher will rely more on his fastball. 0-2, the count to Bobby Morgan. Koufax ready. Curveball is cut on and fouled away. 0-2. The F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, delighted to be sending it to you. Hope things are going just right for you, wherever you may be. Had a pretty good breeze blowing from the right field corner, slanting over to the left field corner. Strike two pitch. Slow curve, got him swinging. Sandy Koufax, the last time he faced the Chicago Cubs out at Wrigley Field, you no doubt remember, he struck out 13. Going into tonight's ballgame, he had 47 strikeouts. He's second man in the league, one back of Luis Arroyo of the Pirates. And now by striking out Bobby Morgan, Koufax now ties Arroyo. Bob Speak, batting .243 with three home runs and 11 runs batted in. One out in the first inning, no score. Koufax ready and comes to the plate. Fastball inside, ball one. Tommy Gorman calling the balls and strikes. Hal Dixon at first, Kenny Burkhardt at second, and Dusty Badges at third. Koufax staring in to get his sign. Campanella wigwags it out to him now. Neal in on the grass at third. The 1-0 pitch, too high, ball two. 2-0. Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs opening up a big stand here at Ebbets Field tonight and over at Jersey City tomorrow night. Don Drysdale will do the pitching for Brooklyn tomorrow evening. Two balls, no strikes to Bob Speak. One out in the first inning, no score. Koufax right back and the fastball is inside. Ball three. 3-0. Koufax at this moment, and of course it's only the second batter, is not nearly as fast as he was in Chicago. However, he's trying to loosen up, and right now he bent over and tried to touch his toes. 3-0 the count. Sandy ready and delivers. Fastball low, ball four. So Bob Speak draws a walk with one out in the first inning. Ernie Banks batting .231. He has five home runs, 15 runs batted in. Out on deck, Lee Wall. Sandy Koufax and Roy Campanella, the Dodger battery. Koufax takes a peek at first, checks again and goes over there, and Speak, just off the bag, steps back. Hodges, Gilliam, Zimmer, and Neal, the outfield of Amaro, Snyder, and Simoli. Koufax had another look at first. Now the fastball is bunted up along the third baseline and goes foul. 0-1 to Ernie Banks.
Hey, I'm Frank here.
Well, what have you been doing while we were away on the road to the state of Pennsylvania? Did you have a nice Memorial Day weekend and a big holiday? Hope you did. And I certainly hope you'll be making your plans to pay us a visit. Come on out to the ballpark. Be home for a while now, and the entire West will come storming in. And the highlight invasions, of course, by Cincinnati and Milwaukee. So we'll be looking forward to seeing you out here at the ballpark. Banks waiting, 0-1 to count. Koufax bends a curve, and it's cut on and missed, strike two. Sandy took a little off that, and Banks out in front. We have confirmation of the Chicago Cub pitcher for tomorrow night, Don Kaiser. So it'll be Don Kaiser and Don Drysdale tomorrow night at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City. Banks waiting, 0-2 the count. Koufax goes to a stretch and pulls it down. Now the strike two pitch, fastball high, ball one. 1-2. The Dodgers, for many, many reasons, are happy to be home. Not the least of which, extra time for batting practice. They've been out here quite a while today, trying to get their eye back. Throw to first, Bob Steak back. You know, when you're the visiting ball club and you get into a hitting slump, it's pretty tough to correct it. For you only have a half hour of batting practice as a visitor. Home club can bat all day if they want. 1-2 pitch, fastball, got him swinging, and that thing was moving. So maybe Koufax is starting to loosen up a little bit. It wasn't very fast to Morgan or Speak, but that last strike to Ernie Banks had something on it. Oh, he now has two strikeouts in the first inning. He is now one ahead of Luis Arroyo. Koufax now with 49 strikeouts. Lee Walls batting .226. 10 runs batted in. Two out in the first inning, no score. Bob Speak at first base. Sandy Koufax and Dick Drott in this one. Koufax takes a peek at first. Now left hands a fastball in there that's cut on and fouled to the right of the plate and close to the dugout. Campanella comes over to the lip of the dugout and he has no play. Ball finally winds up about four rows back of the dugout. Won the count. Young G.I. with his gal got that foul ball, proudly presented it to her. Like to see that in the ballpark. Another thing you like to see is a father catch a foul ball and hand it to his little son. That's my pop. Ball's waiting, 0-1 the count. Koufax now ready and decides to go to first again and Speak right back to the bag. Just the start of things. So pull up a comfortable chair. If you want to take your shoes off, go ahead. Wiggle your toes, and we hope you'll have a cold shaver or two throughout the evening. Yeah. Dodgers and Cubs opening up the homestand. Yeah. Koufax set. Now the strike one pitch. Slow curve, a little high, just off the target, where Tom Gorman started to bring his right hand up and then quickly snapped it back to his side. One ball, one strike. Koufax set, another look at first. Again he goes over there, and Bob Speak, who has not been having much of a lead, driven back to the bag again. Lee Walls waiting. Koufax ready. Now the 1-1 pitch. Fastball cut on and missed, and that was moving. 1-2. Well, one thing I'm pretty sure about this stage of the game now, Koufax has loosened up. He appeared to be a little stiff pitching to Morgan, even though he struck him out. Pinwheeled his arms around, did a couple of knee bends. Now he's starting to pitch with a loose motion. 1-2, the count to Lee Walls. Two out in the first inning, no score. Koufax set, takes a peek at Speak, comes to the plate with a curve and misses high. 2-2. Freddie Fitzsimmons coaching at first for Chicago. Round at third, George Myatt. Two balls, two strikes. Koufax set and delivers. Fastball cut on is a high pop fly and a very shallow right center. Pat Gilliam's going out and calling. Simoli trotting in behind him, and Gilliam takes it for the out. So in the first inning, no runs, no hits. There was one walk. One man left on. Koufax strikes out two. At the end of half an inning, Chicago nothing, and the Dodgers coming up. Coming up right now with the Schaefer scoreboard, Jerry Doggett.
Well, Vinny, there's a lot of activity going on tonight in the Major League. Milwaukee playing the Giants at the Polo Grounds. Crone going against Miller. Cincinnati at Philadelphia. Lawrence against Paddock. St. Louis at Pittsburgh. It'll be Schmidt against Smith. And those St. Louis Smiths are still getting together. Bob Smith, who formerly was with the Cardinals, pitching tonight for Pittsburgh. And Willard Schmidt going for St. Louis. In the American League, the Yankees play at Cleveland. Sturtevant going against Daly. Boston and Chicago out of Chicago. Sullivan or Sisler against Pierce. Washington at Detroit. It'll be Clevenger against Moss. And Baltimore and Kansas City, Lowe's against Morgan. The games, of course, Chicago, Detroit, and Kansas City will be somewhat behind us. Chicago-Detroit game will start at 9 o'clock New York time, and the Kansas City game will be at 10 o'clock. The Yankee-Cleveland game about to get underway. Our score at the end of a half inning of play, nothing-nothing. The Dodgers coming on, so let's get back to play, and here's Vin.
Sandy Amoroso, who's doing a fine job spelling Carl Perillo, although Amoroso is playing in left field. He got into the lineup because of Perillo's stiff neck. Amoroso batting .320. He has three home runs, nine runs batted in. Amoroso followed by Jim Gilliam and then Duke Snyder. Dick Drott, D-R-O-T-T, loosening up right now. Richard Frederick Drott, to be exact. He throws hard. He has 46 strikeouts. So if you're keeping score, we'll probably be putting a few K's in the book tonight. Koufax recorded two in the first inning. Now we'll find out about Dick Drott. Amoroso wiggling that bat back of his left ear, settles in the hitter's box, and here we go to the last of the first. Drott delivers, fastball outside, ball one. In fact, any time you go into Chicago, come to think of it, especially in the spring or in the fall, when you don't get that bright sunshine for too long, you run into Drott, Drabowski, or Kaiser, you could be in for quite a sad afternoon. The 1-0 pitch to Amoroso, who runs up as if to bunt and takes it inside, ball two. 2-0. Some fine young ball players coming into their own this year. It's always a good sign for the league and for baseball. Drop ready. Now the 2-0 pitch to Amoroso. In there. Looks like he changed up on it. 2-1. Dodgers, of course, proud of their three youngsters. Johnny Padres, Sandy Koufax, Don Drysdale. For that matter, Gino Cimoli, too. Drott gets a sign now. Dick ready, and the 2-1 pitch to Amoroso. Fastball uppercut it, and a high pop fly. Ernie Banks calling, waiting. He's got it. One out. Jim Gilliam, who must be very happy to be back here in Brooklyn. He's had trouble, needs extra batting practice. He's hitting .251, 10 runs batted in. On deck, Duke Snyder. Ernie Banks wide of the bag at third, but on the edge of the infield grass. Dick Drott goes to work now. The right-hander comes with a fastball and gets it over for the strike. Going one. Jake Fettler coaching at first. Around a third, Billy Herman. Drott right back again. The strike one pitch, a breaking ball. It's down low, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Drott delivers 1-1. The curveball breaks low and inside. Ball two, 2-1. It might be a slider. It's not that sharp curveball. Just seems to break in a little bit and drop. Two balls, one strike to Jim Gilliam. One out, bottom of the first inning, no score. Drott ready and the 2-1 pitch. Fastball just outside, ball three. 3-1. Snyder waiting on deck. Drop ready and the 3-1 pitch to Gilliam. Fastball high and Junior's on. So with one out, Gilliam draws the walk and it brings up the Duke. And a trouble Duke he is with a .245 batting average. He's still hitting the long ball. He has 9 home runs to lead the club and 20 runs batted in. Out on deck, Gino Cimoli. One out, bottom of the first inning, no score. Gilliam at first base. Snyder waiting at the plate now. Drott for the first time, having to work from a stretch position. Dick comes set, a peek at first, now he works the plate. Sharp curve outside, ball one, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Drop ready. Now the 1-0 pitch. Snyder looks at a fastball. It's down low. Ball two. 2-0. Dick Drott, as we said, a strikeout man. He has struck out 46 thus far this year. And the high for him, which is also a league high, Dick Drott struck out 15 in one ball game. The other two, close to that, Koufax and Roberts, have each struck out 13. Drott delivers 2-0 to Snyder, and the fastball is high. Ball three, 3-0. That 15 strikeout performance by Dick Drott is also now a Chicago club record. No pitcher in the history of the Cubs ever struck out that many men in one game. And he's 20 years old. Now he should be around Chicago for quite a while. 3 balls and no strikes to Snyder. Drott ready and delivers. Fastball outside, ball four. And so the fellow who can fire that baseball currently has trouble with control, too, and he has walked 2 men with 1 out in the first inning. And here's Gino Cimoli, who's certainly been carrying the banner for Brooklyn throughout the West and then, of course, in Pennsylvania. He was hurt on the Western trip, but he still had that red-hot batting average, and he brings up a .346 average to the plate. In his last 11 ball games, Cimoli has batted .432. Will you spell his name in capital letters? Gino Cimoli. Gilliam coming away from second. Snyder from first. One out, bottom of the first inning, no score. From Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. Dick Drott ready. Checks his runners and delivers. Fastball inside. Ball one. Cimoli continues to look around at Billy Herman in case there might be something up in the air. Good batter will always check with his third base coach, not just on a 2-0 and 3-0 count. One ball, no strikes. Dick Drott ready. Another look to his base runners and comes to the plate and misses again. Down low, ball two, 2-0. Now Dale Long comes over from first to have a few words, and Bob Sheffing going out to the mound to see just what's wrong with Dick Drott. Long leaves the mound, and Sheffing, the next catcher, going out to try and settle his young pitcher. Dick Drott and Cal Neiman, the battery, Dale Long, Bobby Morgan, Jack Luttrell, Ernie Banks in the infield. The outfield, Bob Speak, Lee Walls, and the right fielder, Frank Ornega. Cimoli waiting, 2 balls, no strikes. Dick Drott comes set now, checks his runners, and the 2-0 pitch to Cimoli. Down low, ball three. Drott, as far as his record is concerned, with 46 strikeouts, he had walked 28 men. For a fellow who throws that hard, that's very good. But he's having his problems here. One pitch away from loading up the bases. The 3-0 pitch to Cimoli, barreled in there for a strike, 3-1. Gilliam, hands on his hips, a short lead off second. Snyder inching away off first. One out in the first inning, in case you might have just dropped by. No score. Drott set, checks his man. Now the 3-1 pitch. Fastball is in there again. Strike two. Oh, DeGrot has gone to a full count. And now with one out, Cimoli and Messrs. Gilliam and Snyder on the base paths. Take a look over at third base coach Billy Herman. See if they play a little run and hit or not. Dot looks down the barrel to get his sign. Neiman wigwags it out to him. The runners go. The 3-2 is cut on and fouled away down the right field line, on top of the roof and out of the ballpark. So the kids are listening to the ball game on the soda pop stands outside. You run that one down almost to Bedford Avenue. Full count to Cimoli. The runners were going on the pitch. We'll see what they do this time. DeGrot shaking no. Now he's ready. Checks his runners. They go. The 3-2 are cut on, foul tip and held by Neiman, and his throw goes into left field. Gilliam is up, comes to the plate, and Snyder goes to third. So Cimoli strikes out. What happened was he foul tipped the ball right into the webbing of Neiman's glove, and the young catcher, in such a hurry to get his man at third, threw the ball into left field. So Cimoli strikes out. The runners advance to second and third, and Gilliam comes on the throwing error. And I imagine that they'll give them stolen bases on it. However, we will wait for the verdict of the official score. Both Snyder and Gilliam given credit for stolen bases, and then Gilliam comes in to score on the catcher's overthrow, Snyder advancing to third. Dodgers lead 1-0 here in the first inning. Two out, and Gil Hodges steps in. Sharp curve in and over for a strike. 0-1. Brooklyn 1, Cubs nothing. Bottom of the first inning. Duke Snyder coming down off third with two out. Hodges batting .344. Drop ready in the strike one pitch. Fastball a little low. Hodges dropped his back foot back and slid that bat between his hands as if he was going to bunt. Snyder started to come down the line, then retreated. One ball, one strike. Gill's been red hot in his last 16 ball games. He's hit at a .403 clip. Drop to his windup now. The 1-1 pitch to Gill. Fastball low. Ball two. 2-1. Two walks, a double steal, and a throwing error by catcher Cal Neiman, and Brooklyn leads 1-0. 2-1 to count to Gil Hodges. Drop ready, the 2-1 pitch, fastball low and outside, ball three. On deck, Roy Campanella. Still no action in the Chicago bullpen early in the ball game, and he'll go with a fellow who can throw as well as Drott. 3-1 pitch to Hodges. Slow curve, missed inside. Ball four. So Hodges walks, the third walk given up by Dick Drott. Runners at first and third with two out, and it brings up Roy Campanella. Campanella, batting .239, has seven home runs, 22 runs batted in. Camp settling in the hitter's box now. Drott having a rough first inning. At least control-wise, he's been charged with only one run. Checks his runners and delivers to Campy, and the fastball is at his knees for a strike. 0-1. Two out, bottom of the first inning. Runners at first and third. Brooklyn leads 1-0. Campy just waiting, Drott staring in. Now the right-hander ready, and the strike one pitch. Curveball, it backs Campanella out of there. One ball, one strike. We're happy to salute our Schaefer Award winners for the week, Johnny Padres and Gino Cimoli. Cimoli's been a big winner. He'll probably end up with half the brewery at the rate he's going. Drott set. And the 1-1 pitch to Campy. Curve outside. Ball two. 2-1. have some wonderful gifts, you know, Schaefer Awards. All kinds of home appliances and radios, wearing blenders and mixers and things like that. Luggage. Campanella waiting, 2-1. Drott delivers 2-1 to Roy. Fastball, that's low. 3. So Dick Drott, having trouble with his control now. He's walked 3 men here in the first inning. 1 run is over. He might have been out of it had the ball not stuck in Neiman's web. However, once it did that and the young catcher made a hurried throw, went into left field. 3-1 pitch to Campanella. Fastball cut on a high drive to deep right field. Back goes Onega. This one's going to be off the side of the scoreboard and bounding away. In comes Snyder. Right back of him is Hodges on a stand-up double by Campanella. Frank Onega, E-R-N-A-G-A, 26-year-old right fielder. This is the first time he has ever played at Ebbets Field. And many a right fielder has spent a sleepless night thinking about that concave wall and the many-sided scoreboard. And that thing took the wrong carom as far as Onega was concerned. Bounced all the way over near the foul line. So Campanella doubles high off the Schaefer scoreboard. To right, drives in 2 more. And the Dodgers now lead 3-0 in the first inning. Campanella now has 24 runs batted in. Roy at second, Charlie Neal the batter with 2 out, and the fastball comes low, 1. Bob Cheffing, going along with his young pitcher, finally stands up in front of his dugout and motions with his right hand to get somebody loose down there in the bullpen. They didn't see him, and he now finds out about the telephone, so he'll ring. Curved to Charlie Neal, in for the strike, 1-1. So they are moving around now in the Chicago bullpen. Brooklyn 3 runs on 1 hit. Throwing error by catcher Neiman got 1 run over, and Campanella has just doubled in 2. The 1-1 pitch now to Neal, cut on and missed, 1-2. Neal waiting, 1-2. 2 out in the first inning, 3-0 Brooklyn. Campanella coming away off second base. Now the 1-2 pitch to Neal is cut on and missed. Strike 3. So Charlie goes down, and that closes out the first inning. So both starting pitchers with reputations of being strikeout men, and each starter has struck out 2 men in the first inning. However, Koufax walked just 1 man and got out of the first inning. Dick Drott is charged with 3 runs on 1 hit, a double steal, a costly throwing error, and 1 man left on. At the end of 1 inning, Brooklyn 3, Chicago nothing. Now let's hear from Jerry.
Well, now while the field changes hands, let's have a couple of young friends take the spotlight. How about it?
For real, real enjoyment,
tell 'em.
Get Schaefer, Schaefer beer. For real, real enjoyment, ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer.
For real, real refreshment,
say it.
Get Schaefer, Schaefer beer.
Yeah.
For real, real refreshment, ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer. That's a real trumpet. That's real beer.
For real, real enjoyment, get Schaefer, Schaefer beer.
Mm.
For real, real enjoyment, ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer.
All right, set to play ball in the second inning. Let's go right back to the action, and here again is Vin Scully.
Frank Onaga, E-R-N-A-G-A. He's come up from Portland, and it certainly gives the Cubs some power. He's batting .353. He's only 17 at-bats. Frank Onaga, first pitch to him, down low, 1. Frank, with 6 hits, has 2 home runs, 2 triples, and a double. Extra base hits. Right-hand batter, E-R-N-A-G-A. Koufax ready in the 1-0 pitch. Fastball in for the strike. 1-1. It's a good thing Onago was not... It's a good thing he wasn't a girl, because he would have been upset about the age that they first announced about him. Ooh, they said he was 37. He's 26. The 1-1 pitch, fastball, just low, ball 2, 2-1. Be followed by Dale Long and then catcher Cal Neiman. Giants and Milwaukee, a 1-1 tie at the end of an inning and a half. Koufax ready. Now the 2-1 pitch. Fastball in there. Strike 2. In that ballgame, Ray Cohn and Stu Miller for the Giants. A 1-1 tie at the end of an inning and a half. Frank Torrey at a home run for the Braves. Willie Mays at a home run for the Giants. Onega waiting now. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball got him swinging. That is the third strikeout for Sandy Koufax and brings up Dale Long. Long batting 243, has 5 home runs, 16 runs batted in. Long, powerful left-hand batter, formerly with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Out on deck, Cal Neiman. First pitch to Long, in and over for a strike, on 1. As soon as Dale has had his at-bats, we'll duck in a station break. Koufax right back again, and the slow curve is just outside. 1-1. We're in the second inning, 1 out, bases empty. Brooklyn 3 and Chicago nothing. Koufax winds, a 1-1 pitch, fastball, cut on, 1-2. Koufax bends at the waist to get his sign from Campanella, now he's ready. 1-2 pitch, slow curve, down low, 2-2. Philadelphia Phillies leading Cincinnati 1-0 at the end of an inning and a half. I mean, those Phils are rough. Long waiting, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Koufax delivers, fastball inside, right at the knuckles, ball 3. Full count. Koufax nods in agreement with Campanella. Now he's ready. 3-2 pitch, fastball fouled away. The lights are beginning to take effect now here at the ballpark. Funny, when the lights go on, the gray sky up ahead now appears to be nice and blue. Much nicer looking evening. Full count to Dale Long. Koufax ready. Sandy winds in the 3-2. Fastball on the corner. Called strike 3, and Dale Long is caught looking. Jaws away with Tom Gorman, but let us pause now for station identification. This is
the 1460 WOKO for the Brooklyn Dodgers games, and write to WOKO for the complete Dodgers schedule of games at home and away. Yours free for the asking. Be sure to give your name and address. Write baseball WOKO, Albany, New York.
And New York.
Right back at Ebbets Field, 2 out in the second inning. Cal Neiman, the batter, and the first pitch in for the strike, 0-1. It was a very troubled and bitter Dale Long who left the plate. He took his helmet off and fired it about 25 feet along the box seats. The bat boy had to run down the line to get it. Koufax has now struck out 4 men in an inning and 2/3. Sandy right back. I mean, it looked like he changed up and ballooned it too high, 1-1. Cal Neiman batting 267. He has 6 home runs, 15 runs batted in. One and one. Koufax looks into Campanella. Roy blinks signs out to him. Now the 1-1 pitch. Fastball cut on and missed. 1-2. Sandy Koufax now has 51 strikeouts to be the leader. He has passed Arroyo. Koufax checking again. 1-2 the count. Sandy hides that ball back of his left hip. Now he's ready. 1-2 pitch. Change curve. Fouled at the plate and squirts away from Campanella. Roy got stung by it a little. Hit him off the right knee. 1-2 the count to Cal Neiman. Remember, tomorrow night at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City, Don Kaiser and Don Drysdale. The 1-2 pitch to Neiman. Fastball got him swinging. He struck out the side. Sandy Koufax has now struck out 5 men in 2 innings. Remember, the last time he faced the Cubs, he struck out 13. At the end of an inning and a half, Brooklyn 3, Chicago nothing. Now, here's Jerry.
You want a glass of beer? You want a good glass of beer? You want a great glass of beer? Brother, you want a glass of Schaefer beer. Because Schaefer's brewed for enjoyment. That's why. That's the whole story in a nutshell. Schaefer is brewed to give you all the enjoyment, all the light, zesty flavor, all the brilliant sparkle and zing you look for when you lift a glass of beer to your lips. And when you lift a glass of Schaefer, man, it's sunlight on a drift of snow. Cool and white and wonderful. You try it yourself. First time a thirst catches up with you. For real enjoyment, pour out a foaming glass of Schaefer. You'll see, it's real beer. The Dodgers come on with Zimmer, Koufax, and Amaro's first two up there against Dick Drott. And the battle of the strikeout artists goes on. Koufax now ahead 5-2. Dodgers leading 3-0. So let's get back to play, and here again is Ben.
Well, Don Zimmer will be first up, then pitcher Sandy Koufax and Sandy Amaro's. Bottom of the second, 3-0 Brooklyn. We understand at the agency that we now have a young girl writing commercial copy. And I'll bet you her fine hand was in that last one. Sunlight on a drift of snow. All right. Zimmer batting 229. He has 4 home runs, 13 runs batted in. Drott's fastball is uppercutted and fouled back. Cal Neiman on the run, stumbles. He doesn't have a play. Remains on his feet. One the count to Zimmer. Last of the second inning, 3-0 Brooklyn. Bottom of the second. Dick Drott looks in to get his sign. Zimmer bends at the knees a little bit more now. And the strike one pitch. Fastball cut on is a high foul to the right of the plate. Neiman coming back right to the lip of the Dodger dugout and can't make it. The ball lands on the roof. And somebody makes a great catch by the name of Barney Stein. Barney, who takes great sports photos for the New York Post, he is also the Brooklyn Dodgers' official photographer. And that thing kangarooed from the dugout roof right up into the camera booth. And there was Barney to grab it. He dropped a $9,000 camera in the process. No, not really. 0-2. Fastball is outside, knocked down by Cal Neiman. One ball, two strikes. We're in the last of the second. Brooklyn 3, Chicago nothing. Everybody a little extra chipper tonight now that we're home. Drott to his windup and delivers. Curveball in there. Called strike 3. Zimmer knew it and walked away. That's the third strikeout for Dick Drott. The 8th strikeout in the game, and we have one out in the bottom of the second. Now, the last time anything like this began was out at Wrigley Field in Chicago. Mo Drabowski struck out 8 men. Koufax struck out 13. The record, the total for a ball game, 24. The National is 23. So we'll keep an eye on it. Pitch to Koufax in for the strike, 0-1. On that particular day, the total of strikeouts tied the National League record, 23. We're starting to build up to something like that again tonight. Strike one pitch to Koufax. Up high, 1-1. But want to know who had the other two strikeouts? Turk Lown in relief. 1-1 to Sandy Koufax. Drop ready and delivers. Fastball cut on late and missed. 1-2. Koufax is 0-10, but he has shown progress. The last few times up, he's hit the ball and once or twice fairly well. Drott getting his sign. Koufax waiting. Now the 1-2 pitch to Sandy. Fastball got him. So down he goes. Four strikeouts for Dick Drott. So that sword has two edges. Koufax been cutting down the Cubs, and now he nubs a finger himself. Koufax struck out all three men in the second inning. Drott has struck out three in a row as he faces Amoros here in the second. Drott ready and delivers. Slow curve in for the strike. Charlie Neal struck out to close out the first inning, and here in the second, Zimmer and Koufax have gone that way. Oh, we're seeing plenty of strikeouts. Amoros batting 314 popped out in the first inning, 0-1. Drott delivers, fastball low, 1-1. At the end of two innings, we'll be ducking in scores all night long. The Phillies are leading Cincinnati 3-0 at the end of two innings. The Giants are leading Milwaukee 2-1 at the end of two innings. The Yankees leading Cleveland 3-1 at the end of an inning and a half. Slow curve fouled away at the plate, 1-2. Schaefer Beers sending it all to you. Hope you'll have a cold Schaefer while you're listening to the ball game. The 1-2 pitch now to Amoros. Fastball low, 2-2. We have two out in the second inning. We've had nine strikeouts in the ball game. Koufax has struck out five. Dick Drott has struck out four. The 2-2 pitch to Amoros. Fastball just low, ball three. 3-2. Drott is not overpowering. In fact, I don't think he even looks quite his weight. He's even six, and he weighs 185 pounds. 3-2 pitch to Amoros. Outside, ball four. Oh, Sandy Amoros walks with two out in the second inning. It is the fourth walk given up by Dick Drott. Brooklyn 3, Chicago nothing, and the batter, Jim Gilliam. Jim walked in the first inning, was the front man on a double steal. Actually, it was a run and hit play, and Cimoli struck out. And on the late throw to third, which went into left field, Gilliam picked himself up and came in to score. Jim batting 251. Drott up on the rubber now and comes set. Takes a peek at Amoros. Two down. Comes to the plate, and the fastball is outside. Ball one. I'll tell you one thing. When you're behind a pitcher like Dick Drott, and say the outfielders tonight, Bob Speak and Lee Walls and Frank Onega, they really have to fight themselves to bear down and get a pitcher having trouble with control, and it's tough for the outfielders. The 1-0 pitch to Gilliam, cut on, a big bouncer right to Dale Long. He goes up the ladder to grab it and steps on the bag, and that's it. In the second inning, no runs, no hits. There was one man left on base. At the end of two innings of play, Brooklyn 3, Chicago nothing. Once again, a few words from Jerry.
Well, here's something you won't want to miss, friends. The largest musical event in the country. Music Under the Stars. June 19th at Ebbets Field. Part one will be an Israeli folk festival with the Goran Dancers and the Coopersmith Choral Group. Part two features the New York Philharmonic Orchestra with a Metropolitan Opera star as soloist. And part three is a sparkling variety show with a show from the Copacabana and a host of your favorite stars, including Jerry Lewis. Get your tickets now at the Dodger Ticket Office or at Ebbets Field. The price range from a dollar and up. Don't miss Music Under the Stars, June 19th, right here at Ebbets Field. Move along to the top of the third in just a moment with the shortstop for Chicago, Jack Luttrell, coming on, followed by Dick Drott, and then by the leadoff man, Bobby Morgan. Sandy Koufax now has five strikeouts. Dick Drott has four. So we're really having one going here tonight. Dodgers 3, Cubs nothing. top of the third. Back to action, and here again is Vin.
Jack Littrell stepping in at batting 140 with three runs batted in. Want to spotlight something we forgot about before. Pay tribute to a fine group. Colfax checking his signs now with Campanella. Sandy winds and delivers. Fastball for a strike. On hand tonight, the typical Brooklyn family selected by the Brooklyn Historical Society, Mr. and Mrs. Gerald O'Donnell and their children are guests of the Dodgers tonight. Strike one pitch, the curve a little high, 1-1. Mr. and Mrs. O'Donnell and their family live at 2683 Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn. And we're certainly happy to have them here. The 1-1 pitch to Jack Littrell, fastball outside, ball two, 2-1. Start of the third inning, Brooklyn 3, Chicago nothing. Sandy Koufax and Dick Drott. Koufax checking signs again with Campy. Now the 2-1 pitch, fastball cut on and missed, 2-2. Well, I might have said earlier, when the first two batters up there, the Koufax appeared not to be loose, but now he is firing. He struck out the side in the second inning. Two balls, two strikes. Littrell, then pitcher Dick Drott, and leadoff man Bobby Morgan. Koufax ready now, to his windup, the 2-2. Fastball got him swinging. So Littrell strikes out. Four strikeouts in a row for Koufax. He has struck out six men in two and a third innings. In other words, eight men have come to bat. And only one of them has hit the ball. That was Lee Walsh, who popped up. The other man walked. Curve is fouled away by pitcher Drott, 0-1. Drott batting 211. Koufax is remarkable with his strikeouts this year. Figure out how many innings he's pitched, and then look at his strikeouts, you really start to shake your head. The strike one pitch to Drott. Curveball low, 1-1. Sandy has struck out six men tonight, thus far, in two and a third innings, to give him 53 strikeouts. Now let's check his innings. He has worked 44 and a third inning. Struck out 53 men. The 1-1-er, fastball, cut on and belted to left field. And back goes Amoros, away back to the wall, and grabs it, going away. So, pitcher Dick Drott, it's a long fly ball to left center for the second out. Bobby Morgan struck out in the first inning, Bob batting 277. Brooklyn 3, Chicago nothing in the third inning. Campanella settling now, back of the plate to hang out his signs. Morgan waiting. The outfield about straight away. Koufax sends him a fastball for a strike, 0-1. You know the record, of course, for the most strikeouts in one game. I'm pretty sure, at least you'd know the name of the fellow who did it. In one game. Well, he doesn't play anymore, but he just retired. Strike one pitch. Cut on, hit off the thumbs, and popped up into very shallow left. Amoros comes running in under it now and takes it for the out. So Morgan pops out to shallow left field. The Cubs go out in order 1-2-3. Koufax has retired the last eight men in a row. The guy who struck out 18 was Bob Feller, and now here's Jerry.
You know, folks, the Schaefer people have been brewing their famous beer for 115 years now. It's America's oldest lager beer. But that doesn't mean you can't get it in the newest of containers. No, sir. The Schaefer people keep right up with the times. Take the handy Schaefer half-quart can, for instance. Designed for modern living. Trim and slim. It's a cinch to carry. A cinch to tuck away inside your refrigerator. Takes up hardly any room, and it cools in a flash, too. Inside, you've got 16 ounces of tasty pleasure. Two full glasses of Golden Amber Schaefer beer. Perfect for young couples who like to share their fun. Old friends who want to clink glasses. anybody who's just plain thirsty. So next time you're out shopping, why not pick up a few six-packs of handy Schaefer half-quart cans? Each one holds two full glasses of real enjoyment. That's Schaefer beer, man. It's real beer. Last of the third, Duke Snyder, Geno Cimoli, and Gil Hodges do up for Brooklyn. Score Dodgers 3, Cubs nothing. Back to play, and here again is Vin.
Talking about strikeouts now, since they might very well become a very important part of the game, Dick Drott has struck out 4. Sandy Koufax has struck out 6. The National League record for the total of strikeouts, 23 in a game. The American League record, 24. The most strikeouts by an individual in one game, Bob Feller, struck out 18. The National League record is 17 by Dizzy Dean. You might be thinking about those things, so we pass them along to you. All right, bottom of the third, 3-0 Brooklyn. Duke Snyder, Geno Cimoli, and Gil Hodges. Snyder walked in the first inning, Duke batting 245. Drott has a sign now. Dick winds and delivers. Fastball cut on is a high drive to deep center field. Going away back near the bleachers, just watching it, it's gone. Lee Walls just had to let her go. And the ball bounces out of the lower deck of the bleachers. Walls picks it up and throws it in the upper deck. There's a man hit a home run in the lower deck right now. Snyder hit a bullet into the seats. It bounced high in the air back onto the field. Walls caught it just as nice as you please and fired it upstairs in the upper deck. So Snyder, it's his 10th home run, his 21st run batted in. The Dodgers lead 4-0, and Geno Cimoli takes a pitch inside. It drives him out of there. Ball one. That's only the second hit for Brooklyn. The other, a double by Campanella. Drott winds, and the 1-0 pitch is Cimoli. A fastball outside. Ball two. 2-0. Schaefer Beer sending you all the fun and excitement from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn. 4-0 Dodgers here in the third. The 2-0 pitch to Cimoli. Fastball down low. Ball three. 3-0. Winds, and the 3-0 pitch to Cimoli. At his knees and over for the strike. 3-1. On deck, Gil Hodges. Brooklyn, 4 runs on 2 hits. Chicago, no runs, no hits, 1 error. That a throwing error by catcher Cal Neiman. 3-1 pitch. Fastball fouled away. Trickling on over into the Cub dugout. 3-2. Checks the signs. Now the 3-2 pitch to Cimoli. Drives him back. High and tight. Ball four. So Cimoli walks. That is the fifth walk given up by Dick Drott. Koufax, who has struck out 6, has not walked a man. The batter, Gil Hodges, who walked in the first inning. Gil batting 344. Nobody out here in the third. Brooklyn 4, Chicago nothing. Drott looks in to get his sign. Right at the bag is Cimoli, held on by Dale Long. Now the right-hander delivers. Fastball cut on and missed. 0-1. I think Hodges trying to go to right field that time, the way he moved his feet. He certainly had right fielder Frank Onega thinking that way, for he was heading towards the foul line. 0-1 the count. One of the big reasons why Hodges is now a fine hitter, the fact that he's been able to hit that pitch to right. Strike one pitch to him. Curveball cut on, hit to left center. On the run, coming over his Walls, bends down and traps the ball. Cimoli is around second, going to third, and will beat the throw. And down to third goes Hodges. Lee Walls tried to backhand the ball at his ankles, and all he could do was trap it. So Hodges doubles. Cimoli, of course, had to hold up and now gets as far as third. the Dodgers have three hits off Dick Drott, two doubles, and a home run. They have runners at second and third with nobody out, and the batter, Roy Campanella, who doubled in two runs in the first inning. Jim Brosnan gets up now in the Chicago bullpen and begins to loosen up. Big right-hander. Campanella hitting 245. The infield must play in tight now. Nobody out. Cimoli at third, Hodges at second. 4-0 Brooklyn here in the third inning. They're trying to break it wide open. Drott to his windup and delivers, and Campanella is hit by the pitch in the ribs on the left side, just under his number. Doc Wendler comes out, and boy, that hurt. A fastball right in the ribs. So Campanella, with his left hand holding his ribs, walking up along first. Walter Alston comes out now, and Wendler refuses to let Campanella walk. He stops him right there. Boy, that thing hurt. That was a sidearm fastball that just sailed right in at him and hit him right at the ribs. Roy bent over slightly, Doc Wendler with his arm around him. So more complications. You know, Rube Walker has a couple of stitches on his right hand. Campanella trying to breathe, and I imagine every time he does, there's a sharp bite of pain. Doc Wendler, Jake Fittler, and Walter Alston watching the catcher, still rubbing his left side. He has his back to us, but I'm pretty sure he got it right in the ribs. Roy wants to stay in the ballgame. Starting to go to first now, Carl Erskine comes out to run for him. And Erskine continues on towards first base, so whether Campanella likes it or not, they want him to come out. Roy, of course, likes to play, but he's hurting. Yep, he got it on the left side, probably just under the heart. And Campanella comes out. He's walking a little better now, but boy, he was shaken up. So Dick Drott with a fastball. It's Campanella in the chest or the left side near the ribs, and he comes out. Erskine running for him. The bases are loaded. Nobody out. And the batter, Charlie Neal. The infield remains up tight. Cimoli at third, Hodges at second, Erskine at first. Drott delivers, fastball, cut foul to the roof and out of the ballpark. 0-1. Roy Campanella hit either in the just under the heart or around the ribs. Erskine running for him, and Rube Walker with a couple of stitches in his right hand will still come back into the ballgame. Neal waiting. Drott winds in the strike one pitch. Curve fouled away. 0-2. Two to Neal. Nobody out. Bases loaded. 4-0 Brooklyn in the third. Drott delivers. Sidearm curve hit through the hole into left field for a base hit. In comes Cimoli. Right back of him is Hodges, and the Dodgers lead 6-0. So Charlie Neal bounces one through the drawn-in left side and drives in two. The Dodgers didn't score this many runs in the entire trip through Pennsylvania. And here in the third inning, they lead 6-0. O'Neill with a base hit and two runs batted in. Bob Sheffing going out to the mound, and maybe we'll have a change right here. Cimoli scoring from third base. Hodges coming in from second. That's the fourth hit off Dick Drott. Sheffing making his way out to the mound. Cal Neiman is there. Carl Erskine at second. Charlie Neal at first. Brooklyn six runs on four hits. Chicago, no runs, no hits. We're in the bottom of the third. Brooklyn scored three times in the first inning, three times in the third. And still nobody out here in the third. We'll have a change of pitches, and while we do have, supposing we duck in a station break, make everything legal. We'll pause the station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network. For the tops in...
Dial 1460 WOKO for the Brooklyn Dodgers games and write to WOKO for the complete Dodgers schedule of games at home and away. Yours free for the asking. Be sure to give your name and address. Write Baseball WOKO, Albany, New York.
Well, back here at Ebbets Field, with the Dodgers leading 6-0, Dick Drott worked two innings plus. He relieved by Jim Brosnan. Drott in two innings plus gave up six runs. The runners at first and second also belonged to him. Drott, six runs, four hits. He walked five men. Of course, that was his undoing.
He hit one man, Campanella, and while we're talking about Campanella, wondering whether the ball hit him in the ribs or under the heart, we now have the report from the dugout that it hit him just under the or over the heart, right around that area. It really stunned him. Well, Campanella out. Jim Brosnan warming up now to take over for Drott. He'll be pitching to Zimmer, Koufax, and Amoroso. I'll give you Brosnan's record this year, but Jerry will tell you a little bit about him before we get back to the ballgame.
Jim's a pretty good-sized boy, Vinny. 6'4", weighs 215 pounds, and he was with Chicago last year. He won 5 and lost 9. He was with the Cubs for a brief while in 1954. He had a 1-0 record in the National League. He's been playing mostly in AA, AAA, and then in the major leagues for those two shots that we told you about, 1954 and last year with the Cubs. He was in 30 ball games, 5 wins and 9 losses. His lifetime major league record is 6-9. So Jim Brosnan now in to replace Dick Trott. Trott going out with a record of 3-5 and is now behind 6-0. In 2 innings plus, 6 runs, 4 hits, 4 strikeouts, and 5 walks. So Don Zimmer steps in now to face the new big right-hander. Let's get back to play, and here again is Ben.
Well, we'll add a new line to the history book on Jim Brosnan. This is his 12th appearance for the Cubs. He started once. He is 0-1 with the league. B-R-O-S-N-A-N, Jim Brosnan. Brooklyn 6, Chicago nothing. Nobody out in the third inning. Carl Erskine running for Campanella at second. Charlie Neal had just chased in 2 runs with a base hitters at first. Don Zimmer struck out in the second inning. Brosnan checks his runners. Now comes to the plate. Overhand fastball, cut on and missed. The ball gets away from Neiman, but not far enough for the runners to advance. 0-1 the count. In the Dodger bullpen, and gee, it could be quite a night. Joe Pignatano is a Brooklyn boy. He has not caught a pitch in the major leagues, and he's very close to it. He appeared as a pinch runner, but he's never been behind the plate. Wouldn't it be a great thing to have the boy in the game tonight? If the Dodgers, with this comfortable lead of 6-0, might very well decide now to give him a chance. The 0-1 pitch to Don Zimmer. Curveball hits slowly to third. Banks up with it. Goes back to Morgan. They get one. On to first in time for the double play. And down to third goes Carl Erskine. Oh, the double play, 5-4-3. Say, I'll tell you what, you might know the Pignatanos. If you do, maybe his wife taking care of the baby, not watching or listening to the ball game. Give her a call. Looks like Joe's going to break into the major leagues tonight. Sandy Koufax coming up, struck out in the second inning. He's 0-11. 2 out in the third inning, 6-0 Brooklyn. Carl Erskine now at third base, running for Campanella. Brosnan winds and delivers, and the curveball a little high, ball one. Pretty sure I saw Pignatano putting on the gear. Campanella hit under the heart with a fastball, had to come out. Rube Walker has a couple of stitches in his hand. He could play, but the Dodgers leading 6-0 in the third might let Pignatano catch. Curve is down low, ball two. That'd be real nice. 2 balls, no strikes. The 2-0 pitch to Koufax. He runs up and looks at it. It's in for a strike. 2-1. Boy, Joe's got a little baby boy who might very well put on the gear and go back of the plate. Boy, what a stocky kid. Wow. His dad might get in tonight. Brosnan ready in the 2-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. 2-2. 2 down, bottom of the third inning. Brooklyn 6, Chicago nothing. Yes, it's kind of a one-sided game thus far, but you have a couple of things going. Sandy Koufax has struck out 6 men. He is not allowed a hit. He has not walked anybody. Pignatano might break into the majors. So stay right with us. Fastball is low. Ball 3. Full count to Sandy. Jim Brosnan in relief of Dick Drott. Tomorrow night will be at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City. Don Drysdale and Don Kaiser. The 3-2 pitch to Koufax. Fastball in there. Sandy's caught looking and strikes out for the second time. For the Dodgers in the third inning, they pick up 3 more runs. There were 3 hits, a home run, a double, and a single. 1 man left on. And one man hit by a pitch, Campanello, had to leave. And Joe Pignatano is putting on the gears. So welcome to the club, Joe, and lots of luck. Carl Erskine stopping to talk to him right now. Well, Pignatano, a Brooklyn boy, finally plants his spikes back a home plate and takes a few warm-up tosses. Let's check with our Schaefer scoreboard. Milwaukee and the Giants at the end of 2.5 innings of play. Milwaukee 3 and the Giants 2. Ray Cohn for Milwaukee. For the Giants, Stu Miller and Kurt Barkley in the third inning. Torrey and Aaron have hit home runs. And a roar in the background as Joe's announced to the crowd. Aaron's home run came with a man aboard, his 13th. Willie Mays hit a home run in the first inning with nobody on. 3-2 Braves at the end of 2.5. Philadelphia leading Cincinnati 3-0 at the end of 4 innings. Pittsburgh leading St. Louis 1-0 at the end of 2.5. Schmidt against Smith. Schmidt against Smith. Cincinnati, Philadelphia, as we said, 3-0 Phils at the end of 4. Lawrence against Haddix. American League, Yankees leading Cleveland 3-1 at the end of 2 innings. Sturdivant against Daly, relieved by Mossy in the first inning. Boston, Chicago, we have confirmation. Stone against Pierce. Washington, Detroit, probably Clevenger against Mars. Baltimore, Kansas City, probably Lowe's against Morgan. At the end of 3 innings of play, Brooklyn 6 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. Chicago, no runs, no hits, and 1 error. And we have a Brooklyn battery now, Sandy Koufax and Joe Pignatano. To the 4th inning, and for Schaefer Beer and the play-by-play, here's Jerry Doggett.
Thanks, Ben, and hi again, everyone. Bob Speak coming on now for Chicago to face Sandy Koufax. 6 strikeouts, 1 walk, and no base hits off Sandy. Dodgers 6, and the Cubs nothing. First of a 3-game series. The middle game will be tomorrow night at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City. And the finale back here at Ebbets Field on Thursday night. Pignatano gives a sign, and here's the pitch. Fastball comes low from Koufax. 1-1, no strikes on Bob Speak. Speak hitting in the number 2 spot. Hitting at 243. Ernie Banks on deck, and Lee Walls down in the hole. The windup and the 1-0 pitch. In for a strike. Fastball, and it's 1-1. 1-1, 1 strike to Bob Speak. The Cubs have had one man on. Speak walked in the first inning. Sandy checks the sign, winds and fires. The pitch is low for a ball, and the count goes 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. The Dodgers got 3 in the first and 3 more in the third off starter Dick Drott, who then was relieved by Jim Brosnan. Strike 2 with a fastball over the plate at the knees, and it's a 2-2 count. Charlie Neal wide at third in a step or two against the left-hand batter. Speak waiting. Here's the 2-2 pitch. A bouncer foul down the first baseline. Handled in the first base coaching box by Freddie Fitzsimmons. Count holds a 2-2 on Bob Speak. Dodgers home after a long road trip. The Western trip was interrupted by 3 games here at Ebbets Field against the Giants, and then back they went to Pennsylvania for some more on the road. And now back home for 15 games in 13 days. A couple of big doubleheaders coming on. We will tell you about those a little later. 2-2. Koufax shakes off a sign from Pignatano, gets another one. The windup in the 2-2 pitch. Fastball just missed the outside corner. It's 3-2. So a full count on Bob Speak, number 11, left-hand batter. And 2. Koufax takes his time, the windup, and here's the pitch. High fly ball to right field. Cimoli backs up, waiting now, and moves in a step or two and makes the play for the out, one away. Speak skies out high to right. One up, one down, and here's Ernie Banks coming on. One down, swinging first time. Ernie off to a slow start for him this year, hitting just a 229. He has 5 home runs and 15 runs batted in. Banks the batter with Walls on deck and Frank Hernega to follow. One out, none on, fourth inning. Dodgers 6, Chicago Cubs nothing. The Cubs in 7th place, just a half game ahead of the Pirates. Trying to stay out of the coal hole. Here's a bounder foul past 3rd. Strike 1. Nothing and 1 to Banks. Koufax gets a new one to work with now. Pignatano replaced Campanella, plunked in the ribs, above the ribs, by fastball from Dick Drott. Campy had to retire from the game. Here's the 0-1 pitch by Koufax. Curveball, swung on and missed, strike two. Sandy pulled the string very well that time, changed up, and Banks was fooled. Nothing in two. One out, none on, fourth inning. Sandy ready, the windup and pitch. Fastball, got him swinging. Down goes Banks for the second time tonight, and for Koufax, strikeout number seven. So in 3 2/3 innings, Koufax now has chalked up 7 strikeouts, which is a better pace than he had when he struck out 13 Cubs out at Wrigley Field. Lee Wells coming on. Popped out his first time and is hitting .224. Center fielder Lee Walls. Two outs, none on. Fourth inning, Cubs have had just one base runner, Speaks, who walked in the first inning. Slow curve is up high and it's ball one. Dodgers 6, Cubs nothing. Top of the fourth inning at Ebbets Field and Schaefer Beer. Happy to send it to you tonight. Hope you enjoy the game. We know you'll enjoy Schaefer. Fastball, strike one. Count evens now, 1-1 on Lee Walls. Walls bluffed a bunt that time, and Charlie Neal came charging in from third. It's Neal, Zimmer, Gilliam, and Hodges on the Dodger infield. The outfield, Amaro, Snyder, and Simoli. Pignatano catching and Koufax pitching. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Up high with a fastball, it's ball two. 2-1. Two outs, none on. Fourth inning, Chicago at bat. Checks again with Pignatano, delivers. The fastball is low and outside, ball three. 3-1 to Lee Walls. Well, a big set coming up over the weekend, Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday, a doubleheader. Cincinnati Redlegs coming to town over the weekend. We hope you've got your tickets and plan to be here. That'll be a big set. 3-1 pitch on the way. Ball four, up high, walked him. So Walls is on. That's walk number two given up by Sandy Koufax. Second base runner for Chicago, and Frank Ornega coming on. Two outs, one on. Ornega the batter, struck out first time, hitting .333. Koufax now working out of a stretch for the second time tonight. Shakes off a sign, gets a new one. Two outs, one on. Cubs batting. Pitch. Fastball for a strike on the outside corner, knee high. 0-1 to Frank Ernega. E-R-N-A-G-A. Frank brought up just after the season opened from Portland. Nothing in one. Pitch. Curveball high over the bill of the cap, and it's ball one. Even count now, one ball, one strike. One and one. Walls playing it close to the bag at first. Hodges holding him on. Curveball for strike two. Ornega had a notion, checked his swing, and it cost him. One ball, two strikes. The Cubs right fielder, Frank Ornega. Should he get on, Dale Long is due next. 1-2 count. Koufax checks again, delivers. A wild pitch gets by Pignatano back to the wire, and down to second base goes Wall. Makes his turn there and holds on as Pignatano comes back to the screen to retrieve. A high one. And it's a wild pitch charged against Sandy Koufax. Pignatano just able to get a tip of the glove on it and couldn't slow it down. So the Cubs have a man at second with two out. Walls on there, and Ornega has a 2-2 count. Two and two on the batter. Two outs and a man on at second. Dodgers 6, Cubs nothing, top of the fourth. Now the check by Koufax, and here's his pitch. Fastball high again, ball three. So the count to Arnega, full. 3-2. Walls moves off second. Koufax ready. 3-2 count. Here's the pitch. Get him swinging. Down he goes. Side retired. For Koufax, strikeout number 8 in 4 innings. So he's been rolling along here with an average of 2 per inning. Side out in the 4th inning for the Cubs. No runs, no hits, no errors, and they left one man on. So at the end of 3.5 innings of play, it's the Dodgers 6, Chicago Cubs nothing. And now here's Ben.
Well, isn't it a fact, friends, as many times as your favorite player comes through in the clutch, you always get a kick out of it. Does your heart good every time. Well, let me tell you about something else that'll do your heart good every single time. And I'm talking about a tall, cool glass of Schaefer beer. Yes, sir, Schaefer is beer at its best in any man's league. It's got to be, because Schaefer is brewed for enjoyment. Brewed to give you all the zesty, satisfying flavor you want, but don't always find. The Schaefer folks select rich barley malt, tangy hops, and other fine natural ingredients. Then they add their own special ingredient, the brewing skill that comes from 115 years of experience. So for real enjoyment, how about having a tall, foaming glass of Schaefer beer right about now, and you'll agree about Schaefer and it's real beer. Skol, Post, here's mud in your eyes. Last of the 4th inning, Brooklyn 6 runs, 4 hits, and no errors. But another story is building up now, for the Cubs have been at bat for 4 innings, and Koufax has not allowed a hit, and has struck out 8. So, you stay right where you be and listen to Jerry.
Okay, Vinny, top of the 4th inning, it'll be Sandy Amoros, Jim Gilliam, and Duke Snider coming on. Amoros has walked and popped out. Jim Brosnan came on to relieve starter Dick Drought in the 3rd. And got Zimmer to bounce in the double play and struck out Koufax, so he quieted the noise. Dodgers 3 in the 1st and 3 in the 3rd. So here we go now, the last half of the 4th inning. Jim Brosnan warming up with catcher Cal Neiman. And now Amoros steps in and we're ready to go. Last of the 4th inning, Brosnan in the windup, and here's the pitch to Sandy. Curveball drops in for a strike. Sandy hitting 314. Gilliam on deck and then Snider to follow. Strike one count. Big Jim delivers. Up high, ball one. Count evens, 1-1 to Amoros. The Chicago defense moves around to the right to play Amoros to pull. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Curve again, high, outside, ball two, 2-1. Banks is wide of third and in a step or two. Shortstop Jack Luttrell shading second just a bit. Morgan and Long deep on the right side, and the outfield moved around a bit to the right to play against Sandy. 2-1 pitch. Down it comes. Curve that's in for a strike at the knees, and it's 2-2 to Amoros. Here's the pitch. A bouncer off to the right side. Coming on fast forward is Morgan. His play to first is in time, and it's one away. Amoros rolls out second to first. So we have one up, one down, and on coming is Junior Gilliam. Walked, scored a run, and grounded out. At the end of 4.5 innings, Philadelphia 3, Cincinnati nothing. Milwaukee now has taken the lead on the Giants at the end of 4.5, 4-3. Gilliam hitting 250. Brosnan, the big right-hander, checks his sign with catcher Cal Neiman. Here's the windup and pitch. Fastball skips from the dirt at the plate, ball one. Banks in a bit closer now than he was on Amoros, still wide of the bag. Guarding against the bunt possibility from Junior. Here's the windup and the pitch. And Junior ran up to bunt it, let it go, and it cost him for a strike. 1-1. 1-1 to Gilliam. The wind-up and pitch. Curveball in for a strike on the inside corner. Gilliam taking, and it's 1-2. One out, none on, last of the fourth. Dodgers 6, Cubs nothing. First of a three-game series, opening a long homestand for Brooklyn. Fastball is high and outside. Ball 2. 2-2 now. On two to Gilliam. One out, none on. The windup and the pitch. Curveball, bounced foul down the right field line all the way to the Brooklyn bullpen. And the count to Gilliam holds at 2-2. Brosnan gets a new one now. Rubs it up. Pitch on the way. The roller hits the wide of first base. Over for it goes Morgan. Makes his play along in time, and it's two gone. Gilliam rolls out, as did Amaral. Second to first. Two up and two down, and here comes Snyder. Here's a further report on Campanella, examined by the team physician, Dr. Kubiak, and reported that he was okay. The doc examined his ribs, his heart, said everything's all right. Had the wind knocked out of him, and it's going to be a little sore, but should be able to play by tomorrow. So a good report on Campy. Plunked in the ribs earlier by a Dick Drop fastball. Pitch to Snyder on the inside corner for a called strike. Snyder has walked at a home run. He's 1-for-1 and has scored twice, hitting .250. .01 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball outside, ball one. One ball, one strike on Duke Snyder. Gino Cimoli on deck. Two out, fourth inning. Dodgers 6, Cubs nothing. Brosnan into the windup, and down it comes. Duke takes the fastball at the knees for a strike two, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Brosnan has faced four batters, retired them all. He got Zimmer with two on and got him to hit the double play, then struck out Koufax in the third. Got Ambrose and Gilliam on rollers here. Snyder swings a hot one past first, foul. And the count stays at 1-2. The Pirates lead the Cardinals 1-0 at the end of 2.5 innings of play. Yankees 6. Cleveland 1 through 3 innings of play at Cleveland tonight. 1-2, the count to Duke Snyder. Two outs, none on. Dodgers 6, Cubs nothing. Brosnan into the windup, and down it comes. Curveball high, and it's ball 2. Even count now to Duke, 2-2. Balls, two strikes. Big Jim winds and fires to Duke. Swings and chops a foul, rolling back behind the plate into the Dodger dugout. So the count holds at 2-2. Tomorrow night, these same clubs play at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City and then back again to Ebbets Field on Thursday. Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and Sunday a doubleheader with Cincinnati here at Ebbets Field. Here's the pitch. Swung on a miss, strike three. Snyder going for a slow curve is out on strike. For Brosnan, strikeout number 2. And that is the 14th strikeout in the ball game.
Pilot, man your plane. Flying off is okay for pilots, but don't you go flying off in all directions when it comes to buying a car.
No, sir. Go to Rose Oldsmobile, the oldest franchise Oldsmobile dealer in the Capital District.
There must be a reason why so many people keep coming back to buy from Rose year after year. Over 67% of Rose Oldsmobile sales are to repeat customers.
Yes, one reason. Rose is the most economical place to buy your car. You get a good deal from Rose Oldsmobile.
They're modern. and shop is so completely equipped with late modern factory-approved equipment for continuing warranty work that ensures satisfaction.
Another reason to buy from Rose Oldsmobile. Only the finest in late model cars are traded in on new Oldsmobiles, and Rose offers their wonderful selection of carefully driven cars for your inspection.
So, when it comes to buying a car, come to Rose Oldsmobile, satisfying customers at the same location for 30 years. That's Rose Oldsmobile, Corner Central in Banning, the Capital District's oldest franchise Oldsmobile dealer.
Tickets and see the Dodgers at Jersey City. Chicago coming on to bat in the fifth inning now against Sandy Koufax. Dale Long, first batter up, struck out first time up, and is hitting 241. Left-hand batter against Koufax, and now has posted 8 strikeouts. Cub pitching has recorded 6 so far. Fastball comes in low to Long, and it's ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes, fifth inning. Dodgers 6, and the Cubs nothing. Long, Niemann, and Luttrell, first 3 due up. We have some bullpen activity now for the Cubs, indicating the possibility of a pinch hit if we get down to the pitcher's spot. Ball 2 down to Long, and it's 2-0 now. 2-0 count, Long waiting. In the second inning, Koufax struck out the side. Here's a fastball to Long. He takes for a strike, and it's 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Top of the fifth. Long wearing a number 27 on the back of the gray uniform. 2-1 pitch. Low for ball 3, 3-1. Chicago's had 2 base runners, both on walks off Koufax. So Sandy's been mowing them down. Starts to pump and holds up, gets a new sign from Joe Pignatano. Here's the windup and the 3-1 pitch. Inside, ball 4, and Long is on to start the fifth. Walk number 3 off Koufax. And it brings on Cal Niemann. He struck out his first time up. Niemann is hitting 265. Right-hand batter. Pretty good-sized boy, Cal Niemann. One on, none out. Fifth inning, Dodgers 6, Cubs nothing. Joe Pignatano down to give a sign. And Koufax now working out of a stretch for the third time tonight. His curve is low for a ball, and it's 1 ball, no strikes. In case you joined us late, Brooklyn got 3 in the first off starter Dick Drott, and then got 3 more in the third to drive him to cover. Here's the pitch. Strike called on a fastball at the letters, and it's 1-1. Cal Niemann hitting in the number 7 spot. The shortstop, Jack Luttrell, due up next. And then the pitcher spot, Jim Brosnan. Koufax stretches again. The pitch. Up high with a fastball, and it's ball 2. 2-1. Two balls, 1 strike. 1 on, none out. Chicago batting in the fifth. Cubs leading the Dodgers leading the Cubs 6-0. A swing and a miss on a fastball. Strike 2. Count evens at 2-2. Tom Pajolski in the bullpen for the Cubs, big right-hander. Koufax ready, 2-2 pitch to the plate. Fly ball to center field, Snyder coming on for it. Cimoli from right center comes in, and Snyder makes the call, grabs it for the out. So Niemann skies out to Snyder in short right center. One away, and here's Jack Luttrell, the shortstop. Luttrell is hitting at 138. One out and one on. Pignatano on the mound talking to Koufax, so while he's out there talking, let's duck in a station break. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Ted Brown and the Redhead keep you entertained with chatter, music, news, and weather every morning.
dial 1460 WOKO for the Brooklyn Dodgers games and write to WOKO for the complete Dodgers schedule of games at home and away. Yours free for the asking. Be sure to give your name and address. Write Baseball WOKO, Albany, New York.
At the left field, Sandy Amoros moving in and coming toward the lineup, and he's there waiting and makes his play for the out, two away. Luttrell skies to left, and Jim Brosnan due up. We'll see if he's going to bat. Goes to get a helmet, so it looks like he's going to come on. Two outs, one on. Long started the inning with a walk. And Brosnan now will be the hitter. Goes to the bat rack to pick one out, getting a batting helmet right now. Here he comes. Dodgers six runs on four hits. The Cubs no runs on no hits. Chicago with one error, a throwing error by Cal Neiman in the first inning that got in the first run of the ball game. So here's Brosnan up now with two outs and one on. Top of the fifth. Sandy delivers. The fastball is in for a strike. Koufax has recorded at least one strikeout in every inning up to now. He got two in the first, three in the second, one in the third, and two in the fourth. Total of eight. Fastball outside, ball one. Count evens to Brosnan, one and one. Joe Pignatana doing the catching. Campanella plunked in the ribs in the third inning. Had to leave the ball game, but the doctor reports that he's okay. Just going to be a little sore for a day or so. The 1-1 pitch. Foul back, straight back to the wire, strike two. 1-2 to pitcher Jim Brosnan. Dale Long wandering around off first. I just kind of ignoring him. Now moves up to hold him on. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Curveball high, and it's ball two. Even count now, 2-2. Sandy Koufax ready again. Checks the 2-2 pitch. Strike three call on the outside corner. So Sandy keeps the string going. And now has nine strikeouts in five innings. For the Cubs, in the top of the fifth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left on. So at the end of four and a half innings of play, the score, the Dodgers six, Chicago nothing. And now, friends, a word from Al Helfer.
Well, sometime or other, we've all watched the third base coach flashing signs. But did you ever watch old Jerry Doggett here flashing his signs? He's got his hand held out, palm up. Well, that means Les Malucky's at home. Can a mooch one? A beaming smile? Uh-huh. Well, that's Jerry's sign that he's got his lucky and he's enjoying it right now. What else? Oh, no. Malucky is all fine tobacco. There couldn't be anything else. Naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Well, say, what's he signaling now? Oh, I got it, Jerry. Let's all light up our lucky. Oh, that's a good idea.
For the taste that you like, light up a lucky strike. You'll say a lucky's the best tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Move into the last half of inning number five at Ebbets Field. Gino Cimoli will be the first run-up. Then comes Hodges, and then comes Pignatano. You all set, Jerry?
Ready to go, Al.
That lucky fired and going, huh?
Got it going. Hold it just a minute. Now I got to put a match to it, and then we'll be ready to roll. Cimoli has struck out and walked and has scored. Gino hitting at 343. On the mound, big Jim Brosnan. Into the windup, and the pitch comes to Cimoli. Gino checked up and took it low for a ball. 1-0.
ready. What are you going to do with the other one on the other side? You got two of them lit now.
Oh, well, you can smoke them two at a time. 2, 3, 5, or 6, you can't improve on the flavor, though. Boy, they're all fine. The best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Second.
Here's the little pitch to Gino. Again, he checks, and it's ball two. Curve outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Dodgers 6, Cubs nothing. Bottom of the fifth. Smoley with a hot bat, 432 average in his last 11 ball games. Here's the pitch. Pop foul back of the plate. Neiman turns and watches it sail in the upper deck, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike to Gino Smoley, batting in the cleanup spot. Brosnan ready. Here's the pitch. Curveball in high and on the letters, ball three. 3-1 to Gino. Swinging a drive to left field, belted. Back third goes the left fielder, Speak, and makes the grab in front of the wall. Gino gave it a ride deep to left field, but Speak was there to make the play. So Smoley lines left, one away, and on comes Hodges. Gill has walked and doubled, has scored twice. Ready now, pitches to Hodges. Fastball on the inside corner, strike one. Strike one count. The windup and the pitch. Low for ball, and the count goes 1-1. Last of the fifth inning, we have one out. Dodgers batting, leading 6-0 over Chicago. First of a 15-game homestand. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. Fly ball to deep center field. Backboard goes wild. Way back, 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 and forget it. It's a home run for Hodges. Hodges hit one far and deep into the lower stands in left center field, a long way away, and it's the seventh of the year, and for the veterans at the VA Hospital, Montrose, New York, another 1,000 free luckies along with that home run. Here's Joe Pignatano up for his first at-bat. Joe got in the ball game in the third, and now gets to take a look at Major League pitching. Last year at St. Paul, Joe hit 295. Ball one to him. Swings on a curve, and it's strike one. 1-1. So far in our ball game tonight, we've sent along 3,000 luckies to the veterans at Montrose Hospital. We have a quota of 34,000, and now have received 29 of the 34,000 quota. Curveball bites in the dirt and bounces away from Neiman, and to Pignatano, it's ball two and strike one. The Dodgers, 7. And the Cubs, nothing. Gill's been on a real binge here lately. 2 homers, 2 doubles, 2 walks in his last 6 times to the plate. That's pretty good. 4 for 4, and he's been on base 6 times. Joe takes a strike at the knees, and it's 2-2 to Pignatano. To as Brosnan goes into the windup, and here's his pitch. A swing and a drive to right field. Base hit for Pignatano. One big bounce in front of Ortega. So Joe is on, slamming one to right over the head of second baseman Bobby Morgan. And a nice round of applause for the Brooklyn catcher. Joe Pignatano on with a single. And here comes Charlie Neal. Charlie struck out and singled a drive in a pair, so he's 1 for 2, hitting at 274.
home run by Hodges was the first one allowed by Brosnan. In fact, was the first base runner. Big Jim checks first. Pignatano leads off, and here's the pitch to Neal. Down low, ball one. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. One out, one on. Dodgers 7, Cubs nothing. Philadelphia 3, Cincinnati nothing through 6.5. Fastball outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Pignatano on first. Charlie Neal waiting. Don Zimmer on deck. Infield up a step or two, double play depth. Fastball low, and it's ball three to Neal. Count to Charlie Neal. Here's the look and the pitch. Ball four, high and inside. Bends him back, and Neal's on with a walk. Off Brosnan, walk number one, and off Chicago pitching, the Dodgers have now received five free passes, or rather six. Five off Drott and one off Brosnan. Here's Don Zimmer up now, called out on strikes and wrapped into a double play, hitting 226. Pignatano on second, and Neal on at first. One out. Here's the pitch. Curveball, low and away. Ball one. Dodgers 3 in the first, 3 in the third, and 1 now in the fifth with 2 on and 1 out. So the Dodgers have been using the odd innings tonight to get their runs. Brosnan ready, checks and delivers. Foul ball straight back, and it's 1-1 to Zimmer. Sandy Koufax due up next, but Sandy Amoros comes out in the on-deck circle. At the end of six, the Giants 5, Milwaukee 4. End of 6.5, Philadelphia 3, and Cincinnati nothing. Here's the pitch to Zimmer. High and outside, ball two, 2-1. Harvey Haddix doing the work for Philadelphia. And hanging goose eggs on the red legs up to now. Count. Zimmer waiting. Two on. Pignatano and Neal at second and first. Brosnan delivers. Zim swings a high pop fly into center field. Coming on for it is Walls, and cutting in from right is Ornega. Walls calls and almost overran the ball, stopped and leaned back to make the grab. So Zimmer out on a pop fly into center field. Two away now. Sandy Koufax goes to the bat rack to get a helmet and a bat. And up he comes. Nice hand for Sandy, who through five innings has allowed no runs and no hits to Chicago and just three base runners while striking out nine. Sandy having quite an evening so far. Koufax swings left, waiting now for Brosnan to get set. Two on, two out. Here's the pitch. Foul ball, straight back, strike one. Gotta give Sandy a cheer as he got a piece of the ball. Sandy is 0 for 12. Tonight he has struck out twice, and I think that he struck out now 10 out of 12 times. Is that about right, Alan? Eight out of 12. Here's the pitch. Curveball in tight, and it's ball one. 1-1 to Koufax. Dodgers 7, Cubs nothing, last of the fifth inning. Two outs, two on. Jim Brosnan, the second Chicago hurler, replaced Dick Drott in the third. The 1-1 pitch. A liner hit right to the second baseman, Morgan, who makes the grab. And here's what happened on the play. Morgan had come over to bluff the runner, Pignatano, and he was going back as Brosnan pitched. Had he not been over there, the ball would have gone through the middle for a base hit for Koufax. So Sandy can say that he was robbed.
If it's value you want, then it's value you'll get
when you trade at Rose Oldsmobile.
Take a tip from a friend that you'll never regret.
If you're looking for a really good used car, Rose Oldsmobile, the Capital District's oldest franchised Oldsmobile dealer, is the place to go. If you've ever purchased any car anywhere, then you know there's more to buying a car than just price. You want to be sure the deal you make is the best deal for you, and you want to be sure the dealer stands behind it. You can be sure when you deal with Rose Oldsmobile at the corner of Central and Manning in Albany. Rose Oldsmobile sells the best late model used cars, good, reliable used cars traded on brand new Oldsmobiles. And these late model beauties are priced right. So when you think of value in used cars, think of price. Think of the deal you can make. Think of the firm's reputation. When you think of value in these terms, you're sure to think of Rose Oldsmobile, corner of Central and Manning in Albany.
You'll never, 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 never get better value.
And for the next four purchasers of the yearbook, the same gift, a pair of box seats. That's 10 box seats in all, waiting for five lucky purchasers of the Dodger yearbook. That Dodger yearbook, box 119, Brooklyn 1, New York. Maybe you'll be the recipient of a pair of box seats. Order your book right away. Into the sixth inning we go, Jerry. That's Morgan up there. How about it?
Ready to go. Sandy Koufax into the windup, and here's his pitch. Fastball for a strike in at the knees, and it's nothing and one. Koufax, with nine strikeouts, has walked three and allowed no runs and no hits to the Cubs. Top of the sixth inning, Bobby Morgan, the leadoff man, takes the curveball inside, and it's ball one. Even count now, one and one. Joe Pignatano behind the plate, down to give a sign. Charlie Neal edging in at third, just in case Morgan should think about bunting. The 1-1 pitch. Bouncer foul past third and off the box seat railing. Scramble for it, and the man fell out of the stands going after that one. One ball, two strikes on Bobby Morgan. He fell out of the stands to get the ball, and the park policeman come down to retrieve it. You can't come on the field to get him. You got to stay in the stands. When you fall out of there, that's too bad. Of course, that draws a round of boos. The 1-2 pitch by Koufax. Foul ball right straight back, and it's still 1-2. Sandy Koufax, leading the league in strikeouts, really blazing them in. 9 in 5 innings so far tonight. At the end of 7, the Phillies 3, Cincinnati nothing. Milwaukee tied it up on the Giants with 1 in the 7th, 5-5, top of the 7th. Curveball just missed inside, and it's ball two. 2-2 to Morgan. Speak is on deck with Ernie Banks down in the hole. Pitch is low for a ball, and the count goes 3-2 now. Full count to Bobby Morgan. In the fifth inning, Koufax walked the first batter long, but then got the side out, and Long died at first. 3-2 pitch on the way. Ball four, low and inside, he walked him. So from Koufax, walk number four. And again, leadoff man is on, and Bob Speak comes on. He walked and flat out in two tries, none for one. Pitch comes down to Speak, low for a ball, and it's 1-0. Dodgers 7, Cubs nothing. We're in the sixth inning. Sandy Koufax checks his runner, checks his sign now, and goes out of a stretch. Delivers to Speak. Strike called with a curve on the corner, and it's 1-1. Brooklyn got three in the first, three in the third, and one in the fifth. Charlie Neal playing an inner third with a left-hand batter up there. Zimmer and Gilliam halfway and double played up. Hodges holding the runner on, now backs off. Here's the pitch. Pop-up around the plate, foul. Backboard comes Pignatano. Back to the wire, but it's up in the screen, out of play. So it's a ball and two-strike count now to Bob Speak. Joe Pignatano in the ball game. Campanella plunked in the chest by pitch by Dick Drott in the third, had to leave the ball game. Rube Walker has a couple of stitches in his right hand, so Pignatano gets in his first major league ball game here tonight. The Brooklyn boy handling the slants of Sandy Koufax, giving the Dodgers an all Brooklyn battery for the first time in, I guess, a long time. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curve up high for ball two. 2-2. Actually, the second game that Joe's been in, but the first game that he's caught, he was in as a pinch runner earlier. 2-2. Koufax eyes Morgan at first base, now delivers to the plate. Ball three, the fastball just inside. So again, a full count here on Bob Speak. Koufax working away. He's walked four and struck out nine. Now Pignatano goes out to have a talk. Joe is rated a very capable receiver. And last year he had a good batting average at St. Paul in 81 games. He hit .295. His peak year was in 1953 at Asheville, North Carolina. He hit .316. And two, Sandy Koufax out of a stretch. Here's the pitch to Speak. A drive to right field. That one's tagged. That one is well hit and over the wall. A home run for Bob Speak. And two runs score for Chicago in the first hit of the ball game off Sandy Koufax. As Bob Speak hit a low fastball on the 3-2 pitch and gave it a golf shot over the screen in right field out into Bedford Avenue. So the Cubs pick up a pair, and down the drain goes the no-hitter and also the shutout. Two runs on one hit for Chicago, a home run to Bob Speak. Ernie Banks coming on, takes low for a ball. Nobody out, two in, and it's a 7-2 ball game. And for the home run, Bob Speak sends along 1,000 free luckies to the veterans at Montrose Hospital, Montrose, New York. One ball, no strikes. The curveball to Banks is inside. Ball two. Sandy was rolling along with pretty good control. He had a walk in the first, in the fourth, the fifth, and now in the sixth. But he got behind. He had to come in with one to speak on a full count. Here's a strike to Banks, and it's 2-1. Ernie Banks at bat has struck out twice. Koufax checks the sign from Pignatano. The 2-1 pitch. High fly to center field. Snyder drifting in. Waits, pounds his glove, comes on in, and he's got it for the out. One away. So Banks out on a fly ball to center, and here's Lee Walls. Walls has popped out and walked. Speak and Walls are the only batters that have not gone down swinging before Koufax tonight. Sandy has picked up two on Ernie Banks and Frank Ornega. One on all the others except Speak and Walls. One out, none on. Here's his pitch. Fastball is outside, ball one. Walls hitting at .224. Walls and Long, of course, came to the Cubs in the deal that sent Baker and Fondy to Pittsburgh. And right now, it appears that the Pirates got the better of it, especially since Dee Fundy is leading the league in batting with a .367 average. Long is hitting .241 and Walls hitting .224. Here's the pitch. Fastball is in for the strike, and it's 1-1. Oddly enough, although the Pirates are last in the league, they have three among the top 10 hitters, Fondy, Grote, and Thomas. 1-1 pitch. High and inside, ball two. Koufax with a curveball, lost control of it. Two balls, one strike, sixth inning. The Cubs have two in, and it's 7-2, Dodgers lead. Neal playing shallow at third against Walls, who might bunt. Ground ball to the left side. Zimmer goes over toward second. Plays it across. In time for the out. Two away. And up to this point, with two out in the sixth inning, Koufax has chalked up at least one strikeout per inning. But now he comes again to an inning with two outs, needing to get one to keep the string alive. The play by Zimmer is the first assist of the ball game. All of the other putouts, fly balls, or strikeouts. First assist. There's a fastball for a strike, so we go along for 5 2/3 innings before we get the first ground ball, actually. First assist. Two outs, strike one count on Frank Renega, who struck out twice. Curve is low for a ball, and the count is 1-1. Two outs, none on. In the inning, Morgan walked and Speak had a line drive over the screen and right for a home run. Lucky Strike sending it all to you tonight from Ebbets Field. Fastball outside, ball two. 2-1 now to Ornega. Frank hitting 310. Came into tonight's game at 353, but he'd only been up for 17 times with six hits. Now is 6-19. And looks at a fastball low again, ball three. So it's 3-1 to Frank Ornega. Into the windup, and here's his pitch. Strike two on the outside corner. It's 3-2. Ignatano passes it out, and Koufax winds and fires. Strike three. Down he goes, and that's number 10 for Sandy Koufax, and he still has at least one an inning. The third time for Ornega to side out in the sixth. For the Cubs, two runs, one hit, no errors, and they left none on. So at the end of the top of the sixth inning, the score, the Dodgers 7, Chicago 2. Al, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Now for a quick trip to the captain's corner. Captain Pee-wee, you're up.
So far this season, the one thing which has impressed me mostly is the balance of the league. All the clubs are tough now. Several years ago, we never had too much trouble with Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, or Chicago. Now, every team in the league seems to play like pennant contenders against us. The Giants may not be high in the standings, but when they play us, they really get up for the games. I would say the National League this season is the best balance I've ever seen it. It should make for great fan appeal.
Well spoken, Captain Reese. Got a suggestion for you before we focus back on the game. Fans, light up a Lucky and enjoy the genuine pleasure of a genuine cigarette. You'll say a Lucky's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Now to the last half of inning number six. First man up will be Sandy Amoros, then we'll have Gilliam and Snyder. Now have a 7-2 ball game in favor of the Brooklyn Dodgers. Sandy Koufax, despite the fact he's given up two runs, is still breezing. Going right along here, firing that fastball. He's stuffing it in, isn't he, Jerry? He's really pouring it out. 10 strikeouts in the ball game through six innings. Amoros waits none for two tonight. Grossman delivers a high curve, ball one. Sandy hitting at 308, came into tonight's game at 320. Popped out, walked, and grounded out. The Dodgers have six base hits, good for seven runs. The Cubs have one hit, good for two runs. A curve is in for a strike, and it's 1-1 to Amoros. The windup and pitch. Curveball belted into center field. Walls now turns and drifts back for it. Back, back, back near the track. He's got it for the out. Amoros skying deep to center for the first out in the inning. One up, one down, and here's Gilliam. Junior has walked, grounded out twice. Gilliam hitting at 249, none for two tonight. Dodgers 7, Cubs 2, last of the sixth inning. Brosnan delivers, Gilliam swings and hits one in the hole to left field for a base hit. Junior slicing one through there between the shortstop Littrell and third baseman Ernie Banks. So he's on with a single, hit number 7 for the Dodgers, and on coming will be Duke Snider. And as soon as we see what happens to Snider, we'll run in a station break for you. One on, one out. Snider has walked, hit a home run, and struck out. Duke hitting at 248. One for two tonight. He's picked up 3 points this evening with a home run. Scored 2 runs. One on, one out. Brosnan, the big right-hander, second Chicago pitcher of the night. Here's the pitch. Fastball for strike at the knees to Snider, nothing and one. Gino Cimoli on deck and Gil Hodges down in the hole. Strike one count, Duke waiting. Gilliam off first. Here's the pitch. Foul ball ripped straight back, and it's strike two to Duke. 0-2. Nothing and two count to Snider. Gilliam off first, one out. Brosnan out of a stretch delivers to Duke. Curve in the dirt, bounces by Neiman. Down to second goes Gilliam, makes a big turn there, and now goes to third. The throw to Banks is in time. Gilliam out, trying to go to third on a wild pitch. The ball came back to the backstop, and Neiman had a little trouble grabbing it, finally picked it up and fired to Banks for the out. So if you're scoring, it'll be Gilliam the second on a wild pitch, and out going to third, 2-5. Count to Snider, ball one and two strikes. Gilliam out. Jim hesitated just a moment before deciding to go on, and that split second cost him. Out of third as Beeman made a perfect peg down to Banks. So two outs now. No base runner. Snider waiting. Ball one, strike two. The windup and the 1-2 pitch. Curve outside for ball, and the count 2-2 now on Snider. Two and two to Duke. Dodgers 7, Cubs 2, last of the sixth. The windup and pitch. Fastball high outside, ball three. Tomorrow night at Jersey City, it'll be Don Drysdale for the Dodgers against Don Kaiser for the Cubs. Don Newcomb due to pitch back at Ebbets Field on Thursday against Chicago. Sal Magley was due to start tonight, but they jammed the thumb in the outfield 2 days ago at Philadelphia. There's a belt to right, foul, wow. Snider hit that one over the roof, down in the right field corner. Way out of here. He got a little out in front of the changeup and really belted it. Three and two to Snider. Two outs, none on, sixth inning. Here's the windup and down it comes. Foul ball on the ground, back of the plate. Count holds to Duke, 3-2. Southpaw umpire Tom Gorman works one out to the mound to Brosnan. Dodgers 7, Chicago 2. Two outs, sixth inning, none on. They have a real shift on for Snider. Second baseman Morgan playing a step or two back on the grass. And shortstop Littrell is nearly behind second. Banks with the left side of the infielder himself. Ball four, low, and Snider is on with a walk. Walk number two given up, and while Cimoli comes on, let's duck in a station break. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO for the Brooklyn Dodgers games and write to WOKO for the complete Dodgers schedule of games at home and away. Yours free for the asking. Be sure to give your name and address. Write Baseball WOKO, Albany, New York.
Gino Cimoli waiting. None for two tonight. Struck out, walked, and slid to left. The pitch to him. Fastball. Low and outside. Ball one. Snyder on with a walk. The Dodgers now have received seven walks. Koufax for the Dodgers has given up four to the Cubs. There have been 16 strikeouts. 10 by Koufax, 4 by Drott, and 2 by Brosnan. There have just been 8 hits in the game and 9 runs. Here's the pitch. Fouled away as Gino tried to hold his swing. The ball hit the underside of the bat and bounced back to the Cub dugout. 1-1 to Cimoli. Hodges on deck and Pignatano to follow. 2 outs from 6, Dodgers 7, Cubs 2. Here's the look. Here's the pitch. A bouncer wide of third. Banks makes the play on a short hop. Into second for the force there on Snyder, and the side is retired. So for the Dodgers in the sixth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and they left one on. And at the end of six, the score, Brooklyn 7, Chicago 2. Well, we have lots of activity going on in the major leagues tonight. So here's Al with the Lucky Strike scoreboard. Al?
All right, Jerry. Milwaukee and the Giants at the end of 6.5 innings of play. The Giants at bat in the last half of the seventh inning. It is Milwaukee 5 and the New York Giants have 5. Crone started for Milwaukee. Trowbridge came on in the seventh. For the Giants, Miller began it and Kirk Barkley relieved him in the third. Torrey, Aaron, and Sawatsky have all hit home runs for Milwaukee. Aaron's 13th, Sawatsky's first, Torrey's second. Mays and Shane Deans have connected for the distance for the Giants. Mays 9th, Shane Deans 5th. At the end of 6.5 innings, tied at 5-5. Cincinnati, Philadelphia at the end of 8. It is 3-1. Philadelphia over Cincinnati. Lawrence started for the Reds. Fowler his relief in the 6th, and Tom Acker took over in the 8th inning. Harvey Haddix pitching this ball game for Philadelphia. St. Louis and Pittsburgh at the end of 5. It is 4-3. St. Louis leading Pittsburgh. Schmidt and Merritt so far for St. Louis. Smith and Swanson going for Pittsburgh. Musial a home run in the 4th. With one on for St. Louis. The Yankees-Cleveland at the end of 6 innings. It is 6-4 in favor of the Yankees over Cleveland. Sturdivant relieved by Grimm in the 6th. Daley, Mossy in the 1st for Cleveland. At the end of 4.5, no score between Boston and Chicago. At the end of 2, Washington 1, Detroit 1. And the starting pitchers have just been announced. Baltimore has Lowe's going. Kansas City, Tom Morgan. Well, that's everything, Jerry.
Okay, Al, back to play. First pitch down to Dale Long is strike one. Sandy Koufax with 10 strikeouts in 6 innings, working now on Long, who has struck out and walked. One hit off Koufax, a home run to Bob Speak with one on in the 6th inning. Long, big left-hand batter, hitting .241. Changeup is inside, and it's ball one. 1-1 count. Koufax struck out 2 in the 1st, 3 in the 2nd, 1 in the 3rd, 2 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, and 1 in the 6th. Long swings a high pop fly around the plate. Pignatano off of the mask. Moves back about 4 steps. Wait. He's got it. One away. Long fouls out straight up in the air to Joe Pignatano. Foul ball to Pignatano right about 4 steps back of the plate. So one away, and here's Cal Neiman coming on. Struck out and flat out. Neiman none for 2, hitting .263. Koufax into the windup, and here's his pitch. Fastball for a strike on the outside corner. 0-1. One down in the 7th inning. And the Cubs have bullpen activity again here in the top of the 7th. A swing and a miss on a good curveball into the waters, and it's strike 2. Go on 2 on Cal Neiman. Koufax lines and fires. Curve at the knees for a ball, and it's 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes. The windup and pitch. Strike three called at the outside corner. Strikeout number 11 for Koufax. And for Cal Neiman, that's twice. On the year now for Sandy, that's 58 strikeouts. Two down on the shortstop, Jack Luttrell coming on. He struck out and flat out. Ball one down to Luttrell. Koufax winds and fires. The fastball is low for ball two. Tom Pahulski busy in the bullpen for Chicago. Brosnan is due up next. So if Luttrell gets on, we're apt to see a pinch batter for the Cubs. 1-1 count to Luttrell. Koufax winds and fires. Strike called, and it's 1-2. Luttrell taking a curveball at the knees. One ball, two strikes, two outs, none on. Dodgers 7, Cubs 2, top of the seventh. Here's the pitch. A bouncer hit the third. Neal backs up near the line. Long throw is in time for the out to retire the side. So it's three up and three down for Chicago in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. So at the end of six and a half innings of play, the score, the Dodgers 7, the Cubs 2. Well, Al, everybody's standing up for the seventh inning stretch. What do you got to say?
Oh, I've got this to say. It's been quite a game. But now, here comes the seventh inning stretch. Wonder what that Dodger fan down there is thinking about, Jer.
Shh.
Let's steal a listen, huh?
That time again. The seventh inning. Oh, it's a nice time in a ball game. Stand.
And stretch. And kind of look around the ballpark. See a few things you haven't noticed during the first part of the game.
Could sure tell the home fans from the visitors. Spot the lucky fans, too. No wonder they call it the lucky seventh. A lot of lucky smokers. Can't think of a better light-up time. Boy, that tastes good. Light up a lucky yourself. You know, they say luckies taste better. Tell you what you'll say. You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked.
Goodings has supplied us with a little hand-clapping music. Let's take a look up the scoreboard and see how things stand. For Brooklyn, 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors. And for Chicago, 2 runs, 1 hit. They've committed one error. We go to the last of the seventh inning. It's Hodges coming up to the plate now and stepping right back up. A lucky strike, Gary Dock.
Okay, Al, Hodges had a real good night so far. Walk, doubled, and hit a home run. Gill's average has moved from 344 to 352. And he's been on base six times in a row. Two doubles, two home runs, and two walks. Takes a curve on the inside corner for a strike. At the end of eight, Philadelphia 3, Cincinnati 1. And at the end of seven, the Giants 6, Milwaukee 5. 0-1 count. Here's the pitch by Brosnan. Curve low, and it's ball one. One ball, one strike to Hodges. Jim Brosnan checks the sign. Here's the 1-1 offering. Outside, ball two, 2-1. Roger Craig and Don Besson now in the bullpen for the Dodgers, just in case. Koufax has struck out 11. And the Cubs will have two more turns at bat. The 2-1 pitch to Gill. A half swing, and Gill couldn't check it in time. Strike two. 2-2. Ball in the strike zone anyway, so it's a 2-2 count to Hodges. This National League race is really something, isn't it? A real dogfight.
Hodges swings a ground ball to the left side. Shortstop Luttrell over. Up with it.
Play to first in time, and it's one gone. So they finally stop Hodges. After getting on six times, Gill grounds out.
Jill Pignatano coming on now, batting 1,000, if you please. One for one. One out, none on. Seventh inning. Rosner looks for a sign, winds and fires to Joe. Half swing, checked up, and it's ball one. One ball, no strikes to Pignatano. Charlie Neal on deck. And Don Zimmer to follow. Last of the seventh inning. Dodgers 7, the Cubs 2. Rosner ready, the 1-0 pitch to Joe. Curve high for ball two. In case you've joined us late, Campy got plunked in the chest by a pitch ball in the third. And with a score 6-0, Pignatano got the catching assignment, especially since Rube Walker has a couple of stitches in his right hand. So actually, Joe, the only able-bodied catcher, gets a big league look, and it looked very good. Takes a strike, and it's 2-1. But Joe's been riding that bench just saying, wait till I get in there, wait till I get in there. And here he is. And first catching role in the major leagues. Been in one ball game previous as a pinch runner. The 2-1 pitch to Joe. Strike two. He takes a fastball, and it's 2-2. One out, none on. Dodgers batting in the seventh, leading 7-2. One hit allowed by Sandy Koufax. Dodgers have picked up seven. Two-two pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes goes Pignatano. Strikeout number three for Jim Brosnan. That's 18 strikeouts in the game. And here's Charlie Neal. That's struck out, single to drive in a pair, and walk. One for two tonight. Neal hitting 274. Brosnan takes a lot of time between pitches now. Neal waits. There's the pitch. Ground ball to the right side. Morgan scoots over on the outfield grass. Makes his play just in time to get the flying Neal by on highlight. Post play at first. Side retired. So the Dodgers go out in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and they left none. The end of seven innings of play. The score, the Dodgers 7, Chicago Cubs 2. Okay, Al, what you say?
Well, I say this, there are two terrific Sunday doubleheaders coming your way, folks. Matter of fact, some pretty tremendous baseball right down the line for the next 2 weeks. Next Sunday, a doubleheader, the Dodgers and the Cincinnati Reds. Well, need we say more about that one? And the following Sunday, June 16th, that's Father's Day, the Dodgers will be playing the St. Louis Cardinals. And as a special note to the youngsters, if you'd like to treat your dad to a ball game and sit in our special TV Father's Day section, order your $2 reserve seats by mail. Ascend to Father's Day, Brooklyn Dodgers, Box 55, Brooklyn 1, New York. Each seat, $2, in our special TV Father's Day section. Sure hope that you're going to make arrangements to bring your daddy out for Father's Day. Show the old man you appreciate him a little bit. Is that right, Jerry?
That's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah, get popping. Come on out here.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't imagine those kids at Kermit's about to come at the ball game, would they? Oh, no.
Oh,
they'll be really getting on, Dad. Well, it's a real way for a father and a boy to get together. What better way than right here at the ball game?
How about a father and a daughter getting together,
Jerry? That's just as good, Al.
Well,
absolutely.
Sure. After all, you've got a cute daughter, and I'm very proud of mine.
Yes, sir, and she's going to bring me out here on Father's Day. How about yours?
I'll bring you out here Father's Day.
Okay, Father. Jerry Kendall will bat for Brosnan, who goes out for a batter now after going five innings, one run, three hits, struck out three and walked two. And we have two right-handers going in the Chicago bullpen now. We'll check them up for you. Jerry Kendall, an infielder, pinch hitting against Koufax. Takes a curve for strike one. Sandy with the 11 strikeouts. And the last time he pitched against the Cubs, he struck out 13. Well, he has six more outs. At least. Here's a strike on the corner, nothing in two. Sandy threw the changeup that time and got it over. Turk
Lund joins Tom Pajolski in the bullpen. Lund and Pajolski. Fastball inside, ball one. One and two. Jerry Kendall pinch hitting for Jim Brosnan. Tomorrow night, same clubs over at Jersey City at Roosevelt Stadium and back to Ebbets Field on Thursday. Fastball, pop foul back upstairs, and it's still one and two. Well, it's all over at Philadelphia. The Phillies red hot, three. Cincinnati, one. So the Dodgers can pick up a little ground on Cincinnati if they can win this one. The Giants lead Milwaukee. 6-5 through 7. A swing and a miss, and down he goes. Kendall out on a slow curve. Strike three, and number 12 for Koufax. Morgan coming on now with one out. 12 strikeouts for Koufax, whose previous high this year is 13, whose major league high is 14. Struck out 14 in his second major league game. Here's the pitch. Strike with a curve at the knees on the inside corner. Nothing and one to Bob Morgan. Koufax started this inning with 58 strikeouts in 49 innings. Here's a liner hit in the hole to right field for a base hit. And Morgan is on. Cimoli fires it back in. That is hit number two for the Cubs off Koufax. Bob Speak coming on has walked, slid to right, and hit a home run. So Koufax rolling along here with a two-hitter. Now has 59 strikeouts to lead the National League. There goes the runner as Koufax winds, and there's no play made. Sandy kind of kicks in the dirt with his hand, realizing he kind of pulled a boo-boo there, going into a windup with the runner on, and Morgan just romps on down to second. See if they give him a steal on that. Ball one count to Speak. Stolen base for Bob Morgan. Now Koufax takes his stretch. Here's the pitch. Inside, out of Pignatano's glove, but no advance by Morgan. Ball two on Bob Speak. Speak, a left-hand batter, has not felt the strikeout sting of Koufax yet. In fact, he belted a home run last time up. The 2-0 pitch. High and away, ball three. Speak hitting at 250, and Koufax goes behind him on the count, 3-0. One on its second, one out here in the eighth inning. Pinch batter Jerry Kendall struck out. Number 12 for Koufax. Number 19 in the game, and that record, of course, is 23. That's the National League record, yes. Here's a strike in at the letters on Speak, and it's 3-1. That 23 mark was tied the last time Koufax pitched against the Cubs when he got 13. Cub pitchers got 10. Grabowski 8, and Lyon had 2. 3-1, Koufax shakes off a sign, and Speak steps out. On its second, Bobby Morgan. Don Besson, Roger Craig behind Koufax in the Dodger bullpen. Sandy shakes it off again, and now we're going to have a conference. Koufax and Pignatano checking signs. And they might have a switch set on with a runner on at second base, and Sandy wants to make sure he doesn't cross him up. Three and one. Bob Speak waiting, left-hand batter. Koufax peers down to get it now. Okay. Checks, out of a stretch, delivers. Curve, high over his head, and Speak is on with a walk. That's the fifth walk given up by Koufax, and Speak has gone two of them. Ernie Banks comes on now, has struck out twice and flied to center. So Banks, nothing for three, hitting 226. Two Two on for the Cubs in the eighth inning. One out. Dodger infield double play depth. Dodgers lead 7-2, top of the eighth. Koufax out of a stretch delivers. Long fly ball, and there it goes. Deep to left field. This one is going. Home run for Ernie Banks. Before you know it, the Cubs are right back in the ball game now as Ernie Banks hit the three-run homer. It's 7-5, Dodgers lead. As Banks belted one back in the lower stands in left field for his sixth home run of the year and for another 1,000 luckies to the VA hospital at Montrose, New York. And here comes Walt Austin out to have a talk with Koufax. The Cubs have picked up three hits in the game. Two have been home runs, and they have accounted for the five Chicago tallies. Hodges and Koufax at the mound, now waiting for Austin to come on. As Ernie Banks hit one to the stands, and it's 7-5 Brooklyn. Clem Levine now replaces Roger Craig in the Dodger bullpen and is throwing along with Don Bessent. And the conference at the mound now, and Austin wants to find out about it. Sandy Koufax started the inning with no apparent sign of what was to come. Struck out pinch batter Kendall. And he's going to stay in. Austin coming on off. After Kendall struck out, Morgan stroked a single to right field. Stole second as Koufax went into a windup. Sneak then drew a walk, and Banks powdered one for a home run. Here's Lee Walls up now. He has popped out, walked, and grounded out. He's none for two. Speak and Walls, the only Cubs who have not gone down on strike. Here's the pitch. A liner hit right to Zimmer for the out. Line drive to Don, and it's still away. Little Don just kind of swatted down and made the catch. So two away now as Frank Ornaga comes on. He has struck out three times. Dodgers lead, top of the eighth, Cubs batting. Two outs, none on. Lucky Strike sending it to you from Ebbets Field. Here's a looper hit in the right center field for a base hit. This one's going to be in for extra bases going to the wall. Ornaga around first, digs to second now. Snyder plays the ball in the corner. Ornaga turns and stops at second base. A double to right center field. And the Cubs now send up Dale Long with a tying run. How about that? Dodgers had a big lead of 7-0, and the Cubs now have come romping back to get in the ball game. And Koufax has been pitching brilliantly, but the home run ball has gotten him in trouble. That's just the fourth hit for Chicago. Two home runs, a single and a double, and here comes Austin again, and that may be all for Koufax, even though Dale Long, the left-hand batter, is due up next. We'll wait and see. Austin coming back to the mound to have a talk. For Chicago, two right-handers, Turk Lown and Tom Pajolski working. Austin now talking with Pignatano as they both walk to the mound to Koufax. Ornaga belted a double to right center. And Sandy, after achieving his 12th strikeout to start this inning, has been hammered around here rather thoroughly by the Cubs. A line single to right, a walk, a long home run to left, a line out to shortstop, and a double to right center field, and he's going to leave the ball game, and Clem Levine will come on. So Koufax, after a rather brilliant performance tonight, falls off in the eighth inning, and the Cubs find the range on him and pick up three runs and bring the tying run to bat with two outs, one on. Dale Long due up to face the oncoming Clem Levine from the bullpen for the Dodgers. Well, while Clem makes the long walk in here and gets his warm-up tosses down to Joe Pignatano, let's turn over to Al now and get a rundown on the Lucky Strike scoreboard, Al.
All right, Jerry, checking up on that Milwaukee-New York ball game. It's quite a tussle at the end of eight innings. It's all tied at 6-6. 6-6 between Milwaukee and the Giants at the end of eight. Round of applause for Sandy Koufax as he leaves the mound and Clem Levine comes on. Philadelphia tonight defeated Cincinnati 3-1. St. Louis and Pittsburgh at the end of six innings. It's St. Louis 4, Pittsburgh 3. The Yankees in Cleveland in the American League at the end of 7 innings. It is the Yankees 6, and Cleveland has 4. Boston and Chicago at the end of 5.5 innings, no score. Boston-Chicago scoreless end of 5.5. Washington and Detroit at the end of 2.5 innings, Washington leading Detroit 2-1. Baltimore and Kansas City at the end of half an inning. Baltimore nothing, Kansas City now coming to bat. Well, that's everything off the Lucky Strike scoreboard. I think Jerry has LeBron's record all checked up for us as Clem takes the mound. He'll be pitching to Dale Long here in the eighth inning, in which the Chicago Cubs, as Jerry told you, to get back in the ball game, have scored 3 times. And Hernandez doubled with 2 outs, placed him at second base, and Dale Long is always trouble. So, Jerry, how about it?
Okay, Long is struck out once and fouled out, and Levine now comes in for the 20th time this year. Clem's record is 3-0. He has saved 6. Now trying to save this one for Koufax. Here's the stretch, the look, and the pitch. Curve, high and outside, ball one. Roger Craig now working alone in the bullpen for the Dodgers. Levine has worked 41 2/3 innings and has allowed just 8 earned runs. Winning 3, losing none. Struck out 25 and walked 9. 1-0 count to left-hand batter Dale Long. 2 outs, 1 on. The pitch, curve for a strike, and it's 1-1. Koufax worked 7 2/3 innings. Allowed 5 runs, just 4 hits. Struck out 12 and walked 5. So Sandy with a fine performance. Weakened a bit in the 8th, and the Cubs got 3 runs on Ernie Banks homer with 2 aboard. The double by Arnega then brought Austin out for the second time and Levine in the pitch. The 1-1 pitched along. Ground ball down the first baseline. Hodges makes a one-hand grab on the line, and the side is retired. As Hodges carried the ball to the bag for the out in time on Long. So that's all in the 8th inning. Levine comes in and makes 3 pitches and gets the side out. For Chicago, 3 runs on 3 hits, no errors, and they left 1. So at the end of the top of the 8th inning, the score, the Dodgers 7, Chicago 5. Al? Well, fans, would you like to take a guess at the time here in Brooklyn? Let's see how close you can get. Well, if you said it's about 10:30, then you'd be about right. And if you went a little further and said it was also light-up time, well, then you're thinking the same as I am. That's it. Time to touch a match to a lucky strike. Time to settle back to the real, deep-down smoking enjoyment of this truly genuine cigarette. And believe me, a lucky is just that. Genuine because it's all cigarettes. All fine tobacco. Mild, naturally good-tasting tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. Light up a lucky. You'll say it's the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. To the last half of the 8th inning. On this Lucky Strike broadcast, Don Zimmer will be the first man up for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Then Levine is due, and then Amoros. And out there to fire to him is a right-hander named Tom Pahulski. And Jerry's got his record all checked up for us. Jerry? Okay, Al. Tom has won none, lost 2. This is his 10th appearance. He's started 5. And he's warming up now with catcher Cal Neiman as Don Zimmer stands by, waiting to start it off here in the last of the 8th inning. Dodgers 7, Cubs 5, last of the 8th. And the Cubs used the home run ball to get right back in the contest. A 2-run homer by Bob Speak in the 6th inning and a 3-run homer by Ernie Banks in the 8th. We've had 4 home runs. The Dodgers have hit a pair, Snyder and Hodges. And for the Cubs, Speak and Banks. We've had 1 double play, so we add up 5,000 luckies to the VA hospital at Montrose, New York tonight for a total of 31 out of a quota of 34,000. So we're still going along. Don Zimmer steps in now. Little Don has struck out, hit the double play, and flat out. So he's nothing for 3 and hitting 225. Tom Pahulski, big right-hander, formerly with the Cardinals. Dodgers 7, Cubs 5, bottom of the 8th. Here's the pitch to Don. Fastball is looped up past the mound. Morgan comes in from second, makes his play in time for the out, one away. Zimmer had that ball jammed right on his fist and hit on the handle of the bat out towards second base.
A little squibber picked up there by Morgan from Clay. One out. Here comes Levine. Clemens, the batter, has been up there 10 times, has one base hit. And the guys still talk about that one as Clem belted one to the left center field wall and got a single out of it. Levine coming on with one out, none on, eighth inning. Amoroso on deck and Gilliam to follow. The Dodgers got 3 in the first, 3 in the third, and 1 in the fifth. Chicago got 2 in the sixth and 3 in the eighth. And as of this moment, the starting pitchers, Dick Drop for Chicago and Koufax for Brooklyn, are the pitchers of decision. Here's the pitch by Pujolski. Curveball bounced one hop to Banks at third. His play is in time easily to get Levine. 2 up and 2 down here in the eighth. Sandy Amoroso coming on is none for 3 and hitting 302. Sandy on the corner for strike one. 0-1 on Amoroso. 9,300 out for the ball game tonight here at Ebbets Field. Dodgers back home opening up a 15-day stand. Pitch to Amoroso. Inside corner for strike two. Nothing true to Pujolski pitching to Amoroso. Two. The right-hander winds and fires. Curveball in the dirt, ball one. That's the first bad one he's dished up here this inning. 1-2 to Amoroso. Lucky strike, happy to send it to you tonight from Ebbets Field, Brooklyn. The Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Dodgers 7, Cubs 5. Curveball swung on and missed, strike three, and Amoroso now runs down the line as the ball was dropped by Niemann. Niemann chased him several steps, gave up, and then lobbed the ball to Long from put out. So that's strikeout number one for Pujolski, and for Cub pitching, 8. For Dodger pitching, 12. Side retired in order in the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. And so at the end of 8 innings of play, the score, the Dodgers 7, the Cubs 5. And now here's Al.
Well, say, fans, you ever hear the expression good bulbs? Translated, that's baseball talk for a player with sharp eyes and a good sense of the strike zone. A guy who takes the bad ones and gets lots of wood on the good ones. Now try this one. Real smoking enjoyment. If you want to know what that means, just you light up a Lucky. Why a Lucky? Oh, that's easy, too. A Lucky's a genuine cigarette. All fine tobacco that's toasted to taste even better. Cleaner, fresher, smoother. Yes, sir. Smoking a Lucky is a genuine pleasure. A pleasure you can help yourself to right now. Enjoy the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. Well, Jerry, it's the last call for the Chicago Cubs. Top of the ninth.
Okay, Levine out to try to hold him back. Goes through the bottom third of the order with Cal Neiman, the catcher, Jack Luttrell, the shortstop, and then the pitcher's spot due up. We'll see what's going to happen. Neiman out. He has gone down on strikes twice and flat out once. Sandy Koufax started and breezed along till he got in trouble in the eighth inning. He'd allowed one hit and two runs until that time. And then in the eighth, the Cubs tagged him for 3 runs. The big blow home run to Ernie Banks with 2 on. Neiman waits. Ninth inning, Levine delivers. The fastball is blown outside. Ball one. Dodgers 7. Cubs 5, Brooklyn now trying to close them out here in the ninth inning and open the homestand on a happy note and also gain ground on the Red Legs. A swing and a miss on a fastball. Strike one. 1-1 count. For Chicago, Turk Lown continues to throw in the bullpen. 12 strikeouts for Koufax and 8 by Chicago pitchers for a total of 20 tonight. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball is outside. 1-1. 2-1. Casey Wise throwing a few in the bullpen also to get an arm loose. In case the ball gets prolonged, he might get into action. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball is just a little bit low, ball three. 3-1 now on catcher Cal Neiman. Dodger bullpen quiet. Devine out trying to make his seventh save of the year. This is his 20th appearance. 3-1 pitch. Fly ball to center field. Snyder moves in a step, comes over to his left 2 or 3 steps, pounds the glove, and makes the grab for the out. Neiman skies to Snyder straight away in center. And before Jack Luttrell comes on, we'll pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO for the Brooklyn Dodgers games and write to WOKO for the complete Dodgers schedule of games at home and away. You're free for the asking. Be sure to give your name and address. Write Baseball, WOKO, Albany, New York.
Luttrell will not bat. Outfielder Jim Bolger will bat for him. And that's why Wise is warming up in the bullpen. Here's the pitch now. Bolger takes a strike, 0-1. Chicago Cub utility outfielder Jim Bolger batting with one out in the ninth, and Labine trying to slam the door in their face. Here's the pitch. Curve, low outside, ball one. 1-1 to Bolger. Pahulski is due up next. But Walt Warren is out in the on-deck circle, swinging a couple of bats. One count. Levine winds and fires. Curveball, nub foul off to the right to the Dodger bat rack. Captain Pee Wee Reese comes out of the dugout to make the play on that one. Pee Wee's still out with that full side muscle. 1-2 on pinch hitter Jim Bolger. Lowne has stopped throwing in the bullpen for Chicago now. He's been down there for several innings, so perhaps he's had enough. Umpire Tom Gorman rubs up a new one for Labine, lobs it out to him. Dodgers 7, Cubs 5. We're in the ninth inning. One out, none on. Milwaukee now has scored in the ninth and lead the Giants 7-6, top of the ninth. Philly beats Cincinnati 3-1. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Curveball, a fly ball to right field. Simone coming fast for it. Can't get it. It's a base hit. Bolger on, dunking one into right near the line. A base hit for the Chicago Cubs. That is hit number 5 for Chicago. The first off Levine. And it brings on Walt Morin, another pinch batter. Morin, who swings that bat with a lot of authority, has good power. He's a left-hand batter. So again, the Cubs now send the tying run to the plate, and Pignatano goes out to talk to Levine. And it might be that Joe, rather new in this National League catching business, is going to ask Clem how he wants to pitch to him. So Pahulski is out after working one inning, and he got the side out in order, and Morin now, Walt Morin, coming on to bat. Like the last time the Cubs were here, Morin belted a home run off Labine to get a tie-up ball game. Grand slammer that time. Here's a curveball for strike one. That tied the ball game up. We played about 4-1. Labine delivers. Fastball on the corner for strike two to Morin. 10. Not only missed it, the 6, Alan. Strike two count. Walt Morin, pinch hitting for pitcher Tom Pahulski. One out, one on. Ninth inning. Cubs batting. Dodgers lead 7-5. Levine delivers. Curve low for a ball. 1-2. On deck is Bobby Morgan, Chicago's second baseman. Pinch batter Jim Bolger on first. Single to right field with one out. Cubs have five hits. Dodgers have seven. Curveball bounced foul off the first base side. Hits the box seat railing and rolls out toward the foul line. And the first base umpire, Hal Dixon, throws it out. One ball, two strikes on pinch batter Walt Morin. Don Bassett now back to the firing line in the bullpen for the Dodgers. One and two. Here's the pitch. Curveball looped into left field along the line, peeling off, foul, out of play. Morin swinging late, sliced or foul down the left field line. One and two. Dodger infield a bit to the right and double play depth. Neal way wide of third. Zimmer halfway up and over a bit toward second. Gilliam back about normal depth on the right side. And Hodges moving in and out behind the runner at first. One and two. Here's the pitch. Up high for ball. 2-2 now on Walt Morin. Pinch hitter here in the ninth inning. Dodgers 7, Chicago Cubs 5, first game of the series. Tomorrow night, they'll be at Jersey City. Thursday night, right back here at Ebbets Field. And over the weekend, it'll be Cincinnati. Single games on Friday night and Saturday afternoon, doubleheader Sunday. Here's the pitch. Fastball, high side, ball three. And now Levine has worked the count out full in the spot. 3-2 on the hitter, Walt Morin, with one out, one on. And the Dodger lead two runs. So now we'll see how Chicago's going to play it. Bolger at first runs good. Has good speed, and we'll see if we're going to let him go. With the Cubs two runs behind, they might play it safe. 3-2. Levine checks. Bolger holding, and the pitch is swung on a liner to center. Snyder coming on fast, can't play it. Base hit, and Bolger goes in and holds at second base. Snyder's throw comes to Zimmer at the cutoff spot, and the Cubs have the tying runs on now with Bobby Morgan coming on. And two pinch hitters in a row for Bob Stepping deliver, and the Cubs have two on with one out, and Bobby Morgan coming on, struck out, flat out, walked and singled, and scored twice. And it looks like we're going to have a runner now. Morin, and it'll probably be Wise, an infielder who was running in the throwing in the bullpen, and we'll see. Casey Wise coming on to run. And here's a change for the Dodgers now. Carl Farrillo is going to right field. Gino Cimoli will go to left field, and out will come Sandy Amaral. So for the defense, Austin makes the change and sends Farrillo to right here in the ninth. Into left field goes Cimoli. And a runner at first base for Morin is Casey Wise. All kinds of changes going on in this ball game, far from being over. As the Cubs now have roared back from a 7-0 deficit to a spot where it's 7-5 and they have the tying runs on with one out in the ninth and Levine trying to get him out.
Number seven, Casey Wise.
Casey Wise, pinch runner for Morin, who singled to center on the 3-2 pitch. So while all this is going on, let's light up a lucky lean back and see what happens. Things getting a bit hectic here at Ebbets Field tonight. Levine now ready to work on Morgan. It's 1-for-3. Here's the pitch. Foul ball at the plate, strike one. Colfax, for five innings, had thrown a no-hitter at the Cubs. Then in the sixth, he walked Morgan, and then Speak hit a home run, the first hit and two runs. Then in the eighth, after he struck out the first man, Morgan singled, Speak walked, and Banks hit a home run to make it 7-5. Then after Walls lined out, Onega doubled, and that brought on Levine. Clem got the third out then, Dale Long, and now got the first out in the ninth, but back-to-back singles to put the Cubs right back in business. The 0-1 pitch. Inside for ball, and the count is 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ninth inning. Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 5. 7 hits for Brooklyn and 6 for Chicago. Here's the look and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 2. 1-2. Devine working on Morgan with Bob Speak on deck. The Dodger infield of a play depth. The Giants tied it up in the ninth inning. Boy, what a ball game that one is. 7-7. The runs have been mostly one at a time in that one. Here's the pitch. A pop fly at second base. Gilliam comes in. Infield fly rule is on, and Gilliam makes the play. Morgan is out. He broke his bat. Killing right off the fist. So there are two outs now, and Bob Speak coming on as the last hope for Chicago. But he's had a pretty good night. He walked, flat out, hit a home run, and walked. Scored twice. Speak hitting 250. 1-for-2 tonight. If the Dodgers can hang on and win, they'll move to within 2 games of the top. The Phillies now have moved to within 1 of the top. 1.5, is it? 1.5. All right, left-hand batter, Bob Speak, facing Clem Levine with 2 out, 2 on in the ninth inning. Here's the pitch. Curve strike. Nothing in one. Fans kind of holding their breath here at Ebbets Field. And for you, well, light up a lucky, and let's see. 0-1 on Bob Speak, left-hand batter, hitting in the number 2 spot for Chicago. Here's the check, and here's the pitch. Foul ball bounced off to the left of the plate, strike 2. Levine is now one strike away from recording his 7th save of the year to give Koufax his 4th win, but that's a mighty big pitch. So let's just wait and see. Strike 2 as Speak steps out now. The Cubs have Bolger at 2nd and Wise at 1st. Dodgers with a 2-run lead here in the ninth inning. Outfield around to the right, infield also. Waiting as Levine comes set, delivers. Outside with a fastball, 1-2. Clem tried to make him chase a bad one, but Speak wouldn't go for it. 1-2 to Bob Speak. Levine ready again. The 1-2 look. Here's the pitch. Curve outside, ball 2. Just missed the outside corner. Clem trying to bend one in over that corner, trying to keep the ball away from Speak, keep him from pulling toward that short right field wall. Dodgers 7, Cubs 5, 2 out, 2 on, ninth inning. And a 2-2 count on the batter, Bob Speak. Levine ready. Checks the runners, out of a stretch. Delivers. Got him swinging. Down he goes. Strike 3 on a curveball into the hands. Speak is out. The Dodgers win. For Levine, strikeout number 1. And for the Cubs in the ninth, no runs, 2 hits, no errors. They left 2 on. Well, that's the ball game, fans. The final score, the Dodgers 7, the Cubs 5. We'll be back with a final recap of the game in just a moment. But first, here's pretty Miss Dorothy Collins.
Lucky strike, lucky strike, better tasting lucky strike, lucky strike, lucky strike, it's toasted for the taste you like. Every day more people say that Luckies do taste better, so hurry on down to the shop you like and buy a carton of lucky strike. And buy a carton of lucky strike.
Well, here are your totals for tonight's Brooklyn Dodger win. For the Dodgers, 7 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They left 6 men on tonight. And the winning pitcher is Sandy Koufax. He went 7 2/3 innings. He's now won four times. Twice he has lost. Two home runs hit tonight for the Dodgers. Snyder had one in the third inning, and Hodges had one in the fifth inning. For the Chicago Cubs, 5 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They left 6 men on here tonight. Their starting pitcher, Dick Drott, is the loser. His record is now 3 wins and 6 losses, and he loses to the Dodgers the first time he faces them. He's 0-1 with them. And as far as the series between these two clubs is concerned, the Cubs have won no ball games, and the Brooklyn Dodgers have won 4. So tomorrow night, it'll be Drysdale and Kaiser over at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City for 7:55 airtime. Final score again is the Dodgers 7 and the Cubs 5. We'd like to remind you again that tonight's game, like every Brooklyn Dodger game throughout the season, was brought to you by the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn, brewers of Schaefer Beer, America's oldest lager beer, and by Lucky Strike, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. It's made by the American Tobacco Company. Tobacco is our middle name. Remember now to tune us in again tomorrow evening for the game between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs at Roosevelt Stadium in Jersey City. Final score again here, the Dodgers 7 and the Chicago Cubs 5. And now this is Al Helper on behalf of Jerry Doggett, Vin Scully, speaking for Lucky Strike Cigarettes and Schaefer Beer in cooperation with Sports Network, wishing you all a very pleasant good evening from Ebbets Field.
Now stay tuned for Sports Extra.
Dial 1460 WOKO for the Brooklyn Dodger games and write to WOKO for the complete Dodger schedule of games at home and away. Yours free for the asking. Be sure to give your name and address and write baseball. WOKO, Albany, New York. Stay tuned for a musical interlude and the news at 11 o'clock.